InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have 55 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 33 seconds, the most important election in world history. And we've got the 76 days of hell when President Trump is president-elect. The deep state has promised to create, quote, civil war conditions in America. All right. I intend to cover all the news and open the phones up throughout the next 4 hours and, of course, give you my analysis and pregame on tonight's debate between the teleprompter reading moron, hyena, the cackling witch from the District of Mordor, Kamala Harris, and Trump. We've got so much insane news to cover today. It's massive. But first, even CNN more and more is admitting that Kamala Harris is a total communist. And the list of things they list that she's doing that are so leftist is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to list more of these today, but here's part of that important report.
For the first time on her campaign website, a K-file investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren, and you really see that in a lot of these answers, and I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, you would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally. Mm-hmm. You know, what else, you know, did you find?
Well, let's take a look at her answer here on drugs. She got asked about, you know, this, the question from the ACLU was, since drug use is better addressed as a public health issue through treatment and other programming, will you support the decriminalization at the federal level of all drug possession for personal use? And Harris, answers yes. Now, what would that mean? Well, I mean, the federal, all drug possession, that's not just marijuana, which she alluded to in her answer to this question, but it also would mean,
yeah, you know, federal level of all drug possession.
Fentanyl, crack, you know,
yes.
Cocaine, things like that, yeah.
Have they responded to you on her changes on these issues?
So we did put this question to the Harris campaign about the entire ACLU questionnaire, and the Harris campaign didn't answer any questions from CNN. Instead, they just provided a statement from an unnamed Harris campaign advisor that just said, "The vice president's positions have been shaped by 3 years of effective governance as part of the Biden-Harris administration." Now, they declined to CNN to elaborate on what those positions were. And then they also provided this statement, which they attributed to a spokesperson saying, as president, she will take that same pragmatic approach, focusing on common sense solutions for the sake of progress. So where does she stand on this all this questionnaire today? We don't know, and they won't say.
It's pretty incredible stuff, and thank you very much, Andrew K-File, for this reporting.
The main broadcast starts at T-minus 60 seconds. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, You can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Couldn't win a debate with third graders. She's obviously an intense drunken drug addict. Bombed out of her brain on stimulants and depressants, depending on what time of day you catch her. Is set to take on Trump tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we're going live. We've been live since 8 a.m. this morning with Harrison Smith and the crew, with American Journal, and myself now, the Alex Jones Show, 11:07 Central Time for the next 4 hours. Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m., and then I'm back on air at 6 p.m. with Owen and Chase and Harrison, and we've also got Roger Stone coming up, Benny Johnson coming up, a bunch of other really smart folks popping in. We will be streaming at InfoWars.com/show. We'll be streaming in the live show feed area at band.video, the entire debate, pre-debate, during the debate, post-debate, and of course you'll be able to find feeds free to air at Real Alex Jones on the Mighty X platform. Now the number one social media site in the world from number three when Musk took it over a few years ago. Very exciting. So we expect millions and millions and millions of people to be tuned in tonight. So I would suggest all of you, it's a political action point, to take the live show feed that we'll put out at 6 p.m. This is a live show feed right now. This feed will turn into that. We're going to take over all the feeds, the refeed of American Journal, the refeed of War Room, the refeed of my show today. All feeds, so the feeds that are already out and going, will go to the live debate coverage. We'll launch a new feed as well, just so it's clean and nice, at 6 p.m. Watch the Trump-Harris debate here at Real Alex Jones and at InfoWars.com/show for live analysis and full debate stream. And I'll put out those posts after the show. We're putting them out now. But if you simply say, hey, watch the debate here, watch the debate with Alex Jones and crew, we'll have limited comments during it, but there'll be some. If you want a feed, obviously, that doesn't have that, tune in to ABC News. But we're going to have kind of the Mystery Science Theater style of things. And again, I watched the DNC, did 4 nights of coverage with the crew. I said it's going to be horrible. I don't expect you to watch. Still, a lot of folks watched, millions. This is edge of the seat stuff. So I don't get up there and say you need to watch this, and then I'm just hyping that. When I don't think it's going to be good, I'm like, I don't expect you to watch this. The rest of people are like, this is going to be incredible, the DNC. Let's watch it. I'm like, are you kidding? It's like watching a dead animal rot in the ditch for a month. worse than watching paint dry. But we had to watch it to get the clips of their lies and then juxtapose it with the truth. And so we just giving you a battle report. More than 20 million people watched our clips those 4 days of coverage. So that was the reason we did it. Somebody's got to watch the Democrats. We watch them so you don't have to. But you already see the effects of what they and their globalist cohorts, comrades, do around the world, and it's wrecked society because they have the central control over the banks and over the currency. So when they wreck things, they drive you into bankruptcy and total control and drive you into poverty. Now they can dictate the terms of your surrender where you'll own nothing and be happy, according to Klaus Schwab. And there's a lot of articles out today that right-wing accelerationists are going to knock the power grid out and have a cyber attack with the Russians to take out the election in 55 days. Now, there's no real evidence of that. There is evidence of Klaus Schwab and the globalists hyping it. And who's really cutting off the resources and the infrastructure of the West? Who's blowing up the pipelines and turning off the pipelines and funding Extinction Rebellion to sabotage everything? Who's got all the fake environmental laws in to shut down the West but build up China and India and Mexico and a bunch of other developing countries? And it's the Soros crowd. China builds new coal power plants with no scrubbers every week. We shut them down every week. We can't compete energy-wise. We shut down, as Trump has said. So 55 days out, Katie barred the door because the globalists all over the world are cornered. Populist and nationalist, when they're on the ballot, are winning elections everywhere. The problem is with parliamentary systems, you have dozens, sometimes 20 or more, but usually it's 10 or so big ones, three or four dominant ones, but then you've got dozens of little parties, and they will all get 1 or 2 points, 3 or 4 points, and then they, on their special interest, and then they will combine their votes, whether it's a so-called establishment right-wing group or left-wing group, usually left-wing, and they will then outvote the majority. That's why Benjamin Netanyahu got 20% in the last election. Trudeau got 20%. Keir Starmer, the British PM, got 18%. The current leader in Australia got 25%. It's the same thing. You look at Macron got, 16%? How is he still the president? Well, it's a parliament. So you can run down two-party systems all day. With two-party systems, people, when they're both corrupt and bought, a large portion just gives up and stops voting. But we have a beachhead of populism with Trump that's an outgrowth of the Tea Party and back to Barry Goldwater and then Ronald Reagan and the rest of it. And so that's why the system and the establishment Republicans are with the Democrats against it. And that's when you know Trump's who you should vote for, when the neocons and the warmongers and the corporations and the corrupt military leaders and Hollywood and the big banks are giving 95% of their money to Kamala. And then they have the DNC a few weeks ago, and it's all about how they're anti-establishment while they're blue-collar. So it's out of control, whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Germany or whether you're in the U.S. White people, 20-1, are being attacked. For every attack on a brown person, particularly a black person, it's 20-1. It's not saying all black people are bad. The majority are great. But the media has brainwashed young Islamic, Arabic, and African, and just in general black males that whites deserve to be attacked. And it's happening. And the FBI tries to suppress the numbers. Upwards of 80% of all the rapes in Europe are carried out by the, quote, precious little migrants who come from caveman-level countries where if a woman's out on her own, you can see one spot of skin on her, she deserves to be raped. And if you rape her and she talks about it, she gets the death penalty, either hung or stoned. That's a fact. And the leftists try to deny that and say, oh, that's made up by the right wing. I could sit here and show you without even, I've personally seen hundreds of videos of women that have been raped being hung in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Iran, other places. You see a woman in a full black beekeeper suit, you know, hanging. Iran does it usually with a big crane. They just pick you up on a crane. Don't even snap your neck. They just strangle you, and you kick for about 3 minutes, and you're dead. They like to extend it out. Or they just stone you to death. I mean, would you like me to show you? If they search on X alone, they try to cover up everywhere, I bet we could find 100 stoning videos just recently for you. And it's almost always the woman disrespected, or the woman wanted to drive a car, or the woman got caught going to school, or she got talking to a U.S. soldier. And the reason I raise that is, you know, see all the articles saying it's not happening. Just like we have U.S. News and World Report, and the Washington Post, the New York Times, they're all saying there are no Haitians committing crime, and Haitians don't eat your house cats, dogs, or ducks at the park. Well, I follow the news every day, and it's well known that the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean Sea bordering the Atlantic Ocean that had hundreds of thousands over the time of slaves brought by Spain and France to grow sugarcane to then produce rum to be sold back to the Western world. That's why there's black people all over Central and South America and all the Caribbean. Wasn't just the evil Americans, the evil British colonists that brought some slaves in, the lowest level in this hemisphere. No. Whether you're in Brazil or wherever you are, there's a lot of black folks there because they were brought there as slaves to grow sugarcane and other things. Cuba to grow tobacco. And that was the Portuguese and the Spanish and all the rest of it. Of course, black slavers and Arab slavers sold it to the West. But the point is, oh, no, only America ever had slaves. We're the bad guys. But the point is that if you read articles about deforestation, just type that in, deforestation and erosion in Haiti, and you can look at satellite photos. I never tell the crew this, and I don't have time to pull it up. But just pull up a satellite photo of a Haiti, satellite photo of Haiti versus Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic is to the east. Haiti is to the west. They just split the island in two between the French and the Spanish hundreds of years ago. And you look at it, and there's almost no green on Haiti, and it's pure green basically in Dominican Republic because the Haitians have a huge population, and they eat and burn and cut everything down, including green trees to burn. And so it's a, yeah, there it is, Wikipedia, deforestation in Haiti. And then all the soil, the black soil runs off, just like happened in Texas from the German and Czech and Polish immigrants here 180 years ago. They had goats, and goats don't just eat like a cow the green leaves of a grass. A goat loves to pull up the whole root and get the water that's in it. But then when you eat all the grass and then it doesn't come back, the black soil runs off. It was about a half foot of black soil in Central Texas. Giant oak trees look like the Shire out of The Hobbit. Seen the descriptions and paintings of it, but then by the Dust Bowl, the 1920s, it was all up into Oklahoma. It all blew away. And Haiti's done the same thing. So in Haiti, yeah, there's a photo. In Haiti, you don't find birds or lizards. And Dominican Republic, that's an oasis compared to Haiti, has a big, giant 30-foot fence and soldiers with machine guns. You don't really hear about it on the news, but when Haitians try to sneak across it, because they come across and rob and kill, yeah, there's the, see, this, yeah, it's a brown on one side, green on the other. Haiti's there to the west. Dominican Republic to the east. And I've got a cousin who's in Army Special Operations and a bunch of other stuff. And he was stationed in Haiti doing some stuff. And one time, it was a nice hotel he was staying at. He had the Haitian terrorists that are always attacking. They don't really tell the tourists that. Chasing him down the road, shooting at him. And then when he didn't tell a lot of stories, but he told me this one about Haiti. And when he pulled into the hotel, they tried to rob him before he was coming to the entrance. The military was already in the hiding, shot up the vehicle, and he went over and talked to him, and they just took the dead bodies away and washed the blood out and towed the truck in like 10 minutes. And they said, don't talk about it. He said, of course. And that was it. So that's how nice the Haitians are, that my cousin Same name as my grandfather. I'll leave it at that. I got to get him on the show sometime. I mean, that stuff's not even secret. It's been all over the world. My army, 35 years, has been out now. Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. But none of the stuff ever killed him except a spider bit him on the head in Iraq. Swallowed his whole head up, almost killed him, but he was sleeping. But the point is that my personal cousin, good friends of mine, almost got killed by Haitian terrorists. And that's what they do. They hate the Dominicans. They hate everybody. They hate themselves. And the Dominicans are brown and black. And they, if you're Dominican, they try to kill you. Because they hate that they have kept their land up and done it properly. So I'm not saying all Haitians are bad people. But, I mean, if you talk about a place that's got the nastiest behavior and voodoo. And I mean, I've talked to aid workers that have been there. They just say, they'll just grab a cat or dog if they find it and just start like demons eating it because they're into being possessed. You know, that's what they're known for. And I've got all these mainstream news articles before it was politically incorrect admitting Haiti has a major cannibalism problem. And, you know, the main leader there now is an admitted cannibal, Barbecue Bob. And they also get you and drug you with pufferfish poison and then bury you so you think that you're a zombie and then you're a slave. And they put white powder on you once you're a slave. And so it's like psychological warfare. So there's all these zombies, the people that believe they're controlled by a voodoo master. And it's all a bunch of theater. But, man, it's just superstition taken to the 10th degree. And, again, I've got all the news articles right here. Nope. Haiti's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. Let's bring it here. And it's totally made up. Nobody's eating your cats. Well, I posted it on X. I didn't see it on my list. You guys go to my X account, Relox Jones, and pull up the post I put up like last night where since people are saying they don't eat cats, here are Haitians speaking French in America barbecuing a house cat on the open flame in the house. And we got them killing the ducks and killing the geese and grabbing them, and you got the police reports, and you have video of the police in Springfield, Ohio, pulling up. There's a woman in the parking lot, thinks she's a demon, eating a just-killed cat with blood all over the place. I showed you that yesterday. So, guys, get me that clip we played yesterday, and then get me the one that's on X, got millions of views, of the woman. They're like, why are you eating the cat? I like the cat. I mean, yeah. Here you go. So I mean, just please. By the way, that cat looks really skinny. That's what most cats look like. They're really skinny when the hair's not on them. So these are some Haitians having a delicious meal. And here's the woman. Back it up. Imagine she's like a vampire. The throat's torn out. The woman calls the police. They show up and she continues to gobble. And shows her teeth. I mean, here, go ahead and play it. Play both of the audio. Play them back to back. Here they are.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile at you. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You can call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
And they're speaking some weird mixed dialect. It's like Creole, I guess. And then also, would you like to see in Europe, in France, and in Italy? I've got endless videos of barbecuing cats. One of the more famous ones is right outside the Colosseum. And people are walking over, and the lady finds her cat. She says, why are you? And he says, I'm eating it. But what's the big deal? It's a delicious meal. By the way, I have more articles about the migrants have been arrested for killing a bald eagle and eating it. And they're like, it's a bird. We're eating it. And look, to a lot of people, it's so weird There's somebody's dog. Delicious meal. Your TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners being spared it. I mean, it's well known that this stuff goes on. I digress. I forgot what I was going to say. Look, what we do know is after 10 years in Europe, 80%+ of the, quote, migrants never get jobs. Yeah, two illegal Honduran migrants are arrested after shooting down a bald eagle they plan to cook and eat in Nebraska. As sheriff reveals, the local community is in an uproar. I remember the point I was going to make. You see the articles all the time. I've seen it in the local paper. Back 15, 20 years ago, whenever it was, whenever Dripping Springs was still pretty rural outside Austin. Now it's a big city. Yeah, there's in Rome cooking the cat, delicious meal. And the lady's like, in Italian, why are you eating my cat? She goes, it's delicious. I'm cooking here. So people will, it happens all over the country, they'll drive by some rural house, but now the town's encroaching on it, and they'll see somebody out by their tree or in their garage butchering a deer. And they call animal cruelty and say the guy killed a deer. So it's normal to go catch fish and gut them and all this. It's just not normal to eat people's, you know, the ducks at the park or your dog or your cat, and they just don't even know they're not supposed to do it. I mean, if there's an animal running around in Haiti, it ain't going to be along. It's not going to be alive. You don't see dogs. You don't see cats. They eat them. They eat them. They eat people. I have video of North African Al-Qaeda eating people in communist China during the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution. They created giant stew pots. You can look this up. Just type in communist Chinese cannibalism. Communist Chinese flesh parties. And there's photos of these big giant pots. They're like 8 feet, 10 feet tall. And you just throw the bodies in and cook them for days. And they're just ladling out heads, arms, just delicious meal. And that was the communal events. And Mao Zedong would go in and they'd bring him a leg or whatever. And he would just eat it. He didn't bathe. He had sex with like 7 women a day. This is in mainline history. The Chinese admit this. They write about it. They're proud of it. So in any of these ancient cultures that have had famines, cannibalism is in the culture. And I've always said, if I need an organ someday, I'm not going to take it from a dead Chinese person. And I've gone to 6 or 7 doctors to get my Achilles that I didn't get fixed right away. They would have just stapled it when it tore 10 years ago, but it was only 50% torn. It tore more until it's like 80% now. So I've been, a lot of doctors say, I won't even do that. It's too reconstructive. But I found one, what was it, Houston, one in Dallas. They basically told me the same thing. You know, they did the scans, all that. They're like, yes, we've got tissue. We've got, and I go, they go, it's cultured tissue from China. And both times I said, don't lie to me. It's a cadaver, isn't it? And well, we take some cultured tissue, though, and wrap it around it. And they said, you know, we don't recommend one from the U.S. They're usually old people. And I'm just like, what else can I do? They go, well, we can take, there's 2 tendons in your big toe. You don't need both of them. It's a small tendon, but they said they would need to take muscle out of my ass, my gluteus maximus, to do that. And that's probably what I'm going to do soon. But I'm going to be in a cast for 7 weeks. I'm not going to take some murdered Chinese persons.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain force. And then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I kind of digressed in the first 30 minutes of the show, but it's important to talk about the lying and deception and all the illegal aliens and the crazy way they live in their countries, and that's the reason you don't want to live in those countries, and you bring people from those countries here. It took generation after generation after generation in Europe to develop basic civilization, and then it took generation after generation after generation to accelerate it and get where we are here in America today. And then you bring people in that have lived in dirt huts their whole lives, that the grocery store is any lizard or bird they can find. And, I mean, again, I put the articles on screen. The crew found them. The destruction of wildlife and deforestation and erosion in Haiti. And you can see the photos, the videos. It's hellish. And then you bring these folks here and just dump them out on the road and give them $3,000 a month. That's just the federal money. And then $1,000 local, they're getting $4,000 they at least. They kick part of it back to the Democrats, so they buy a car. People sell them cars illegally. And they're all wearing nice clothes, and they got cell phones. But they live in the cars, or they live in tents, or they, 10 of them, get a little house next door to you. And then it's on the news. Yeah, we had 10 chickens in our backyard. because Springfield, Ohio's rural, was only 50-something thousand people. Now it's 70-something thousand with the Haitians and more coming. And they're like, my chickens are all gone. My dog's gone. My cat's gone. Oh, what's in the front yard? Oh, there's a Haitian lady eating my cat. I mean, she didn't even take it home to cook it. And there's police reports where the neighbor looks out, can't find their cat. It's been gutted. It's hanging to... That was in the winter, that report. It's just hanging, and that's what you do here. My grandfather would shoot a deer, gut it, and it was really cold inside the deer camp building, shack. Got photos of this when I was a little kid. When it would get cold enough, they'd leave them up for a day or so or 2 days hanging in the cold to cure the meat. Well, you just look out, there's your cat hanging out of a tree, same thing. So they don't know any better. But they're signed up, and they're going to be Democrat voters. But it gets worse. In Michigan, in New York, in Minnesota, I have newscasts where now suddenly they're playing call to prayer at massive decibels. I'm going to cover this next hour. The Islamic call to prayer. And by the 90s, you notice you never hear church bells anymore. Because the ACLU and the left and the atheists had massive funding to sue and say, that's religious. We don't like knowing what time of day it is. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Bong. It's 2 o'clock. Bong, bong. It's 3 o'clock. Bong, bong, bong. It's noon. Bong, bong, bong. Notice, if you're old enough, remember when you were a kid? Even in Dallas, I didn't live in the middle of Dallas, I lived on the edge of it. I mean, you'd hear, boom, hear the church. You don't hear church bells because that's a religious thing and you don't want to push your religion on people. But now if you're in New York or wherever, you hear the 20 blocks away. I mean, they blast it as loud as possible. The left loves that because it's not Christianity. So I got that. But that's that issue. I need to get into the debate tonight, and then what I think is going to happen, or the different things that are going to happen. I need to open the phones up, take your calls. I need to get into all these mainstream corporate headlines being paid for saying, oh, organic food causes cancer. Healthy food's what's bad. That's why everybody's getting cancer, not the poison shots. Processed foods are good for you. That's the new headlines. I mean, these people are sick. Also, we're going to be getting into a lot of election fraud news. Of course, always one-sided where the Democrats are being indicted, they're being convicted, they're being caught everywhere, all over the country, from Texas to Michigan to Ohio to Pennsylvania to Georgia. But then there's still the headlines, there's no fraud, anybody that questions an election is a scammer. The number one sign of a free, open election is people watching and looking for it. But if you're not supposed to. And on top of that, Republicans with their SAVE Act, has run into trouble on citizenship voter ID bill. So the Republicans can't even get together. Speaker Johnson can't even get it done to put it to a vote to make you have an ID to vote. And then we've got new footage of election officials openly telling people how to steal the election. And then we've got that's in Dallas County, Texas. The election worker publicly, they don't even hide this stuff. And that ties into a new James O'Keefe video, O'Keefe Media Group, where a Google executive admits they totally skew things for the Democrats. Not just with how they advertise or what they push when you search something or what you see, but in the money that's spent. And they're also matter of fact, kind of like last week, you got the UN like, yeah, we're a total fraud. We don't do anything good. We're total tyranny. Yeah. And then this week, oh, yeah, Google, we're just, stealing the election best we can. And then also last week, oh, yeah, the head spokesperson, not the spokesperson, the head of public affairs for the most important branch of the DOJ in the country, the Southern District of New York, saying, yeah, it's totally political. It's all a giant scam. He's totally innocent. It's blowing up in our face. It's a disaster. They change the charges as they go. Double jeopardy. He's totally innocent. Politically motivated. It's just all there. And they know it. That's what's crazy about it. Is you sit there and you're like, wait, this trial, I'm already found guilty, and it's a movie set, and the judges are following scripts, and you say it to them, and they laugh at you, like, yeah, you didn't know? I was naive 25, 26 years ago. I thought I was awake. And they had a smart growth sustainability conference put on by the mayor, Kirk Watson, at the new Austin Convention Center at the time. And I go down there. I got a camera, and I interviewed Michael Dell and others. The footage is there somewhere. We ought to find it. And I'm watching these conferences, and there's former Dallas Cowboys and all these wealthy people there. And I'd walk up to them, and I'd say, I just watched that conference. I'd say to like the Dallas mayor or whatever, there'd be a Dallas Cowboy sitting there with them talking. I remember that particular Dallas Cowboy. I'm like, hey, you guys just admitted you're taking all this farmland west of Austin and east of Austin and south of Austin in the county, and you're giving farmers and ranchers pennies on the dollar, and that you're saying it's going to be an environmental zone, but you admit within 10 years you'll turn around and sell it, and the mayor has a bank, he later became a state rep, and he's running it through his bank. This is illegal. You're taking the property to then, through eminent domain, to then develop it later. And literally the Dallas Cowboy goes, get out of my way. Of course we are. They were laughing at me like, of course we are. Because they were so arrogant back then, because it was only really corporate media. I was on Access TV and had a local radio show. I guess by then it was starting to get syndicated. But back then they thought they had it all done. Agenda 21, everything. That was like 1998 or something. And I'm like, wait, you know it's criminal. Because I knew the people on stage were criminal. They had like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Audubon Society, all those guys that, you're going to die? Give us your land for an environmental zone. And then as soon as you're dead, they sell it. That's all this is, folks. It's like the head of the World Wildlife Fund, Prince Bernhard, had to step down in the 80s because he was caught in Kenya and a bunch of other countries where they'd taken hundreds of millions of acres total, but corridors of hundreds of thousands. He was caught in multiple African countries running secret hunts and selling the rhino horns and everything, and then it was the World Wildlife Fund that was actually the biggest poacher in Africa. So, like, take the Red Cross. You volunteer for a hurricane, you're great, give money to it. You know, it's a great organization down low, but the original intelligence agencies, going back to the Hospitallers in the Crusades, that's where the term hospital comes from, is a crusading group of knights that also did medical care. The Hospitallers, and this is in the mainline history books, that's where the Red Cross comes from, is the Hospitallers, and also the Knights Templars were closely associated with it. And today, the Red Crescent with the Muslims and the Hospitallers and the Red Cross is the oldest continually operating intelligence agency in the world. And that's, I mean, you'll hear about how missionaries and doctors on foreign missions are usually intelligence agency. I mean, half of them probably are on average. I mean, that's because they're there, they're trusted, they're watching, they're getting intel, they can do other missions, kill people, whatever you need them done. That's the government favorite type of assassin, is actually a physician. Large corps of physician assassins, they're already in place in hospitals and things, can kill you when they need to, they get the order. And It was the Red Cross from the police and firefighters I talked to on 9/11 that they heard the countdown to blow up Building 7, and the feds that were in on it, not the rest of the feds, were using the Red Cross channels to run the demolition of all three towers. And the cops that were actually getting on that channel were hearing them talking code and stuff, but then heard the countdown and saw Building 7 blow up. I've got PBS when the countdown happened. Hey, we're getting the countdown. Get back. They're going to blow it up. Get back. And we later found the cops on there that are saying that, had them on the show. They're like, yeah, we heard the countdown. It was the Red Cross. So you'd never think of the Red Cross blowing up Building 7, or at least being in control of it. You're like, oh, that's the Red Cross. Nice guys over there. It's like the heart of the Crusaders. It's a military operation. But it's like, oh, we're the Red Cross. We're here to help you, hospital. We're your doctors. Yeah, you're in there. So see, that's why they use women now to be all the corporate chiefs that take your rights and sell body parts. And we're just taking the babies alive. I'm a woman. It's non-threatening. Oh, it's a hospital. Oh, it's a woman. Oh, it's non-threatening. Because if you're wearing a black uniform with a skull on the cap like a Nazi, you're like, oh, that's the bad guy. And they were like, hey, on guard, we're openly going to come after you. So we're wearing black, we're wearing skulls, we're going to kill you. They decided to kind of be out in the open with it. But that's not the way it all works, folks. So we've got that that we're going to be getting into. And I just want to open the phones up at the start of the next hour on the debate tonight. What are you expecting? What tricks do you think she'll use? I've got a bunch of examples. I'm going to go over my predictions. And I'll go ahead and kind of state those now. No, I've got a lot of notes here. I'll do that when we start the next hour, then I'll go to your calls. But in the meantime, the first thing I want to get to now is this. This is such a great thing that's happened. I've talked a lot about this, that Trump needs to come out and not just say they stood down, but that they clearly were helping crooks. He was being protected. They pulled the security off. They didn't allow communication with local police and the Secret Service. CNN covered that speech and hadn't done it in a year before. They were intending to have the head shot and blow Trump's head off that day. And at first, they didn't even say he'd been shot. They said, oh, he just fell down for about 8 hours. And we've already gone over that, but you know the background. You know what went on. 96 minutes walking around, rangefinder, bag, bike. The police saying, stop him, interview him. No, we're not going to. He's on the roof. Hayes on the roof, stop him, 26 minutes. On the roof with a gun for 6-7 minutes. People running by the hundreds pointing. Secret Service then lied and say they shot him. It was the local police shot him. That's all been confirmed, but back of the news in congressional testimony, things like that. So they stood down. They tried to get Trump killed. I'm not saying all the Secret Service were in on it, but definitely the ones that stood down. I mean, we need to be in front of Congress, the sniper. Okay, we heard you shot, Crooks, but now we learn it's the police. Who was on the radio? Who was on your cell phone telling you not to take the shot when he's up there for 6 minutes with a gun, climbing around and then pointing it at Trump? And Trump said, if I'd have been told there was a security risk, I wouldn't have gone out then. So now Melania has come out and said that basically it was an assassination attempt and that she calls for the truth. Yes! Let's also get her saying the Lord's Prayer. I was going to play that last week, but I never got to it. The full version. So she understands they're trying to kill her husband. The media tries to spin it like she's not supportive, that she doesn't go on the campaign trail. She's never been a big part of the campaign trail. She takes care of the family. She takes care of Mar-a-Lago. She takes care of the businesses. She is Trump's main confidant. They are like peas in a pod. And she's totally loyal. But when it's key to support her husband at inaugurations or things like that, or the RNC, she's, you know, things like that, she's supportive. But here she is when it counts. Boom. Why didn't law enforcement arrest the shooter before the speech? Melania Trump releases powerful video on the attempted assassination of her husband. Here it is.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
All right. Yeah, Trump needs to come right out and say they got 325,000 admitted children, upwards of a million estimated that are missing, many in sex slavery, masses in slave labor, and Kamala did it. She was the border czar. When she tries to moralize and say he's bad, she's going to hit him with, you keep women from having abortions when they've been raped. She's going to hit him with a bunch of other crap. One-liners. The media will declare her the winner even if she didn't show up. Yeah, Pelosi saying Trump won't show up, which is total crap. Everything they're worried about with her, they say Trump's doing. I'll get into it more next hour. But Trump absolutely needs to get hardcore. He's already doing it. And explain the deep state's criminal. He's going to prosecute it because they have to be prosecuted. It's not vengeance. It's not violence. They've done it. They started it. And so they're like, oh, my God, everyone's scared. He's going to arrest them. Well, have you committed a crime? Yeah. We can't leave the deep state in there and then put Trump in there and then they all attack him and continue to attack us. Look at everybody they've put in jail. Look at how they tried to outlaw questioning an election. Look at all the human trafficking. He's got to hit the human trafficking. He's got a promise to end this potential for World War III in Ukraine. He's got to push a peace deal in the Middle East, which he says he'll do, which was already successful. But he's got to expose the human trafficking and the sex slavery. He's got to come out about them trying to assassinate him more and keep that in the news so people remember that, because that gave him a super surge. But Trump, you know, thinks it's tough to not bring up stuff and just kind of bull through it. He talked about it a little bit, said he believed in God. He thanks God for saving him. And he did it for a couple of weeks, but now he barely talks about it. And now he needs to say, we already basically know there was a stand down. Clearly, a lot of people want me dead. The Democrats have turned the rhetoric up saying they want me dead. And a lot of them celebrated when this guy tried to kill me. So where there's smoke, there's fire. When I get in, there's going to be an investigation of not just my attempted assassination, but the attempted assassination of Reagan, RFK, and JFK, and Martin Luther King. And make it all about that, which he's done some. And he's come out and said he'll sign an executive order and ban government censorship and collusion and fire people that do it. Great. But keep hammering it and hammering it and keep bringing it up. Don't just talk about it once or twice. Hammer the open border human trafficking. When you talk about the border, the human trafficking and the crime wave, keep hammering. Talk about the attempted assassination, the stand down, and how the cover up, and they've clammed up and lied about everything that they did say. Everything the Secret Service deputy director and director said was lies. And he was the one that turns out ran the thing. Ronald Rowe. Ronald Rowe needs to be investigated. And yeah, let the bureaucracy know we're done with you. You've already hurt us. You've come after us. You've killed hundreds of thousands of us with fentanyl and your poison shots. It was Biden tried to make the shots forced to try to keep the lockdowns going. Trump tried to end them. And he's far from perfect, but Biden's 100% guilty and Trump's 10% guilty. And I know Trump and I know what he was thinking. I know they lied to him. And so I hold my nose on that, because the alternative is total destruction. There will never be another free or fair election in our lifetimes without violent revolution, which I don't want. If they're able to steal this election, they're going to sew up the fraud like Venezuela and so many other tyrannies. And all the mainline analysts agree with that, and so does Trump. So that's all coming up. But great job to Melania, just saying it like it is. Deliberate stand down. Tried to kill my husband. We know you did it. She needs to go all the way. Because everybody I talk to, even liberals, they go, of course they tried to kill him. You've seen the liberals all over the news. In fact, pull up some of those people. Bunch of women, bunch of men. Yeah, I'm pissed off they didn't get him. But more will come. I can't wait till he's dead. I'd give somebody money to kill Trump. Remember those quotes? And all their TV shows and movies and Snoop Dogg and Let's Kill Trump and all the people on national news saying, you know, somebody's going to kill this guy. Deep State's going to kill this guy. Former CIA deputy head that actually ran foreign assassinations. It's on CNN saying we're going to kill this guy. The intelligence agencies have six ways of Sundays to get at you. Chuckie Schumer. They feel insulated. They feel invincible. That's why we have tyranny. They're arrogant, but not so much anymore. That's good. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, America's third president. Can't read his quotes enough. What a genius. All right. I'm going to open the phones up early next hour. I'll give out the number at that time. We'll go ahead and fire the phone system up now. I'll give the number out in a moment. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take a lot of calls today. So in the first hour of calls, in the second hour, it is first-time callers. But then after we load the phones up, that'll just take a few minutes. Then when you hear a caller hang up, anybody can call. But I want to give first-timers again a chance. The show's so big. They've tried and tried and tried, never gone on. First-time callers coming up. I'll get the number out right when we start the next hour. All right, I'm going to break. I'm going to be very, very clear with everybody, because I've been clear about this. We have game-changing, incredible products, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, the very best, lowest prices, so important, with all the stuff going on in society. We have the best durable foods, the lowest prices. We have great T-shirts, limited supply, limited edition. We have great books, great films, but really amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. Everybody going into the winter, particularly the fall and winter, needs to be on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You need to be on our 1,000-milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that is the dominator for your immune system and overall health. And it's amazing. And that's discounted 40%. And that's got to end soon. The sale's got to end soon because we're close to selling out of the vitamin C. We're also very, very close to selling out a lot of the products. Nitric Boost is 40% off. That sale's going to end soon. It's got all these known natural compounds that increase nitric oxide in the blood, that opens up and cleans out your blood and arteries and veins and capillaries and takes the toxins out. It has a lot of other great effects as well for your libido and stamina and energy. Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the full spectrum CBD gummies and full spectrum 1,000 milligram tincture. We sell it for $40 less than the exact same people we buy it from that are a top company. People are paying $120 all day for a 1,000 milligram bottle of tincture. And it, you know, it costs them like $20-$30 to produce. But there's a huge markup. We don't do it. At 60-something bucks, you cannot beat the deal on our liquid tincture CBD full spectrum. It's private label from one of the top groups in the country. Libido RX is amazing. Superfood Greens is amazing. We have Turmeric 95 because sometimes body sells out. But InfoWars MD, we have a great supplier. It doesn't most of the time. It's got the same 95% curcuminoid, a little bit different other ingredients. So it's apples and oranges. But the turmeric is the same thing. InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com. And I know 60% of the great products are sold out and people are frustrated. My dad's taking all the money he's got and he's reordered 10 of the products that'll be in, some in about 3 weeks, some in about a month and a half, and some in 2 months. Like Turbo Force will be in 6 weeks. And I know that's super popular. So a lot of stuff that's not available at InfoWarsStore.com is now available at DrJonesNaturals.com. But the stuff that's there is great. Foundational Energy, Next Level Foundational Energy, is about to sell out. It is not like any other stimulant out there because it's not a stimulant. It's concentrated organic methyl folate, the breakdown of and the concentrate of folic acid with 100% absorption by the cells, blasts them out, cleans them out, re-energizes them. And so at the base level, it just boosts all your energy, and it feels like you've had 3 cups of coffee, 4 cups of coffee, but with no jitters and no weirdness and no irritability. It is, well, I don't know. If I take the full dose, I get a little wild. I mean, I'm on it right now. I'm Captain King Kong right now. I'm finally taking all the supplements. Sometimes I forget to take them for a few months, and you notice I'm back on it all right now for about 5 weeks. So Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com, all the nano silver products, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest is incredible natural sleep aid. They're all top of the line. Thank you for your support. It's key to our operation. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. You really need these products. drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number 2 straight ahead.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving Infowars mission. You are the resistance.
Your calls are coming up, and I'll give you my take on the debate coming up. A lot of big guests tonight. I can feel freedom rising across the planet. I can feel human liberty exploding. I can feel your will. Evil is in full panic mode right now. God is real. God is great. God is the compendium of the entire universe and beyond. And I want all of you to hear me now. The tectonic developments, culturally, spiritually, economically, has just begun. And it is your choice, spiritually now, which side you're going to be on that will predestine your entire future throughout the universe. Earth is only the launch point. The eye has not seen. The ear has not heard. The mind has not conceived what God has in store for us. You can feel it. See it, you can touch it, you can taste it, you know it in your very bones, the heart of your soul. Reach out to God and ask God to lead, God, and direct you. Ask God to sanctify you. Ask God to purify you. Reach out across the time-space continuum. Make the electrical connection to infinity and transcend Satan, the failed little g god of this world. We are living in such an incredibly historical time right now. Yes, these are the times that try men's souls, but it is the trying of the soul that makes us face reality and become what we really should be.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Over 300 radio stations join us. We got a break here in a few minutes, and we'll give the number out, take your calls. I'll give you my take on what's coming up with tonight's debate. We're only 7 hours and 57 minutes out from that, and I meant to have it in my stack this morning. I didn't give it to you guys. They just launched. I was just watching it, getting a cup of coffee during the break. The launch of that massive rocket with the astronauts, the first private spacewalk. They're also going to put the module deeper in space than anybody's gone with humans since the moon missions. And so I definitely want to get some of the HD of that. Musk has been putting it out and report on that a little bit later in the broadcast as well, because that's a big deal. So I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now and also give it out again when we come back. The lines will be full. First-time callers, fill up the phones, and then anybody else calling in after that, you could be a long-time caller, whatever. If you disagree, be sure and tell me, and I'll try to maybe even go around and go to you. By that, maybe the crew needs to put disagrees up front, because I sometimes don't read what the comments are. I just go to the calls in the order they come in. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Is the number to join us on this live Tuesday, September 10th debate. And again, I'll be honest. I love being on air and I love fighting tyranny, but I'm 50 and after I've already been on air 4 hours covering the DNC and stuff, I just couldn't stand it. The RNC was okay. It was still pretty good, so I could bear it and had some great parts. But man, I'm going to have plenty of energy tonight. I am fired up. In fact, I'm distracted by it. I mean, this is going to be crazy. I don't know how she's going to perform. So I'll talk about that when we join a bunch of stations in 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and follow us, and we'll have live stream tonight at Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the big Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral blasted off in the early morning hours tonight on its deep space mission and spacewalk. There's a great video I forgot to send the crew. It's on my X at Real Alex Jones of Musk up on the gantry up there. It's like thousands of feet in the air as the sun sets, and you can see his excitement. This is a big deal. Musk has put more spacecraft into orbit and more satellites than everybody combined now in the United States in its history. So this is a massive industrial operation. And you can talk about the satellites and how they can surveil and stuff. That's part of it. But the point is the U.S. space program is back. And I believe we should be a spacefaring people. And we need to go to the stars. That is part of our mission as explorers. And we're basically in our egg right now. The Earth is just the launch point of human civilization. And I agree to a great extent with some of the things that even Jeff Bezos has said, that the Earth down the road will end up just being like a national park everybody visits. That's how expansionist will be. We need hundreds of billions of people, not hundreds of millions like the globalists want. I want to see a pro-human future. So here is the rocket, biggest in the world, blasting off.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
risking their lives on that big
one. Alpha.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
Stage one propulsion is nominal.
The globalists are always talking about, well,
35 seconds into the Polaris Dawn mission, flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9 to new heights.
Power and telemetry nominal.
And we're throttling down in preparation
down
for max Q. Next call out, the vehicle supersonic. And there on the left side, we've got
Falcon
the Polaris Dawn crew.
Supersonic.
Thumbs up from the pilot on the left side there.
Max Q.
We're throttled back
throttle
up to power.
One Bravo.
And we heard the call out, one Bravo.
Copy, one Bravo.
That just tells the crew what would happen should they need to initiate anything. But right now, everybody making nominal call-outs.
This is the equivalent of Christopher Columbus.
Nice views from the ground.
And those three little ships he came across the Atlantic Ocean in.
Impact chill is underway.
With the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
We've begun the final chill of the second stage engine in preparation for its activity.
Now look at everything we built.
At about T plus 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
It's going to be easier to colonize space than what the ancients did colonizing the world. They have separation.
2 minutes into flight. Everything continues to look good. We'll have, in half a minute, three major activities. Shutdown of the nine Merlin 1D engines. Stage separation.
Stage throttle down.
And an ignition of the second stage engine.
That looked like separation earlier, but what?
Acceleration now for the crew just below 4 Gs.
Let's spin the engines cutting power.
See, we're coming up 70 kilometers. Preparing for MECO.
Main engine cutoff.
2 Alpha.
Stage separation confirmed.
Copy. 2 Alpha.
We have separation. You got schizophrenics online that think this is all fake.
You can tell by the cheers behind us and the views on your screen. The first stage booster now on its way to attempt landing on Just Read the Instructions.
In 1970s, the Pentagon could shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. It's all real, folks.
See that the first stage has not yet reached its
altitude. See everything else you see around you. See the drones, the self-driving cars. We made it all.
Thumbs up there. Excuse me, from pilot Scott Kid Poteet.
All right, let's stop there because I want to go to your calls. 877-789-2539. First-time callers. We're talking about the debate tonight coming up in just a little over 7 hours. We'll be live straight on through the day. We started off at 8 a.m. With American Journal. And then we've got, boy, that went viral today. Big show. Just happened to notice that. It's always big, but it really went viral today. Great job, the crew and host. And then the Alex Jones show's right now. 3 p.m. I go off the air. Owen takes over. It's always power-packed with info and guests and calls. And then at 6 p.m., I'll be back here. I'm doing Benny Johnson's show for a little while, but it'll be Owen and Chase. And then I'll be in here at 6:45 or so. And then I got a bunch of big guests coming on, an analysis, right up until 8 p.m. And then we'll be streaming the debate. You'll find it at Real Alex Jones on X. If you're not on X, just go to Infowars.com/show. And here's the thing. Share it with your email list. Share it with your text message. Share it with your friends, your family, strangers, and say, hey, the debate's going to be huge tonight. They're saying it's going to have record viewers. Everybody I know is watching it. My mom says everybody she knows is watching it. And we're going to be here with limited commentary, but we'll be calling out any shenanigans. And then we'll be tracking the corporate media. Here's the big takeaway. So let me start telling you what I believe is going to happen. There's so many angles to this. Trump is going to hit her because he's been training, not in classical debate where you actually have a debate with each other, but with Tulsi Gabbard's a lot of time. And I confirmed that he knew she was and liked her, but now that he spent a bunch of time with her, he really likes her. He's like, well, I might have had her for VP. But he loves Kennedy too, but now he's all over her. He just thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread. The more time you spend with her, reportedly, that's what happens. She's really smart and nice. And has destroyed the Democratic Party. She's really effective, just as effective as RFK Jr. And he's extremely effective at liberals going, what's wrong with you? You're pro-war? You're pro-pedophilia? You're pro-open borders and mass crime and burning everything down? Well, what's your problem? But she, in fact, let's do this. I didn't think to do this. There's a lot of compilations of this. Some are like 10 minutes long. I don't want one of those. Get like a 3-minute compilation of Tulsi Gabbard's destroying Kamala. Tulsi Gabbard's destroys Kamala at Democrat debate. It seems like a million years ago, but it was a year and a half ago. And they had those debates. I remember Harris was pulling at 2%, and after Tulsi got a hold of her, she went down to like 0.5% in polls. All the polls, she didn't get 1%, and then she dropped out, never getting one vote in the primaries that came later. And so Trump is going to go after her on the fact that she put a bunch of innocent people in prison. She knew were innocent. If parents had a kid that missed one day of school, she tried to throw him in jail. She started that national trend. And then when she was the attorney general, she was even worse in California than when she was the DA in San Francisco. And she would particularly had a venomous behavior towards black people who were nonviolent. And she was famous when she was the DA. I was covering her. And then she was really famous for being just Mrs. Police State when she was the attorney general of California. And then when she was the VP pick of Biden, she suddenly was bailing out people that were burning down buildings and shooting at cops and, you know, helping fund the bail programs. Totally Soros, so flip-flopped. She's a monster. But I remember when she was the attorney general, it's got to be like 8 years ago this was breaking. You know, those undercover pro-life journalists connected with LifeSite and a bunch of groups who would go in and caught the universities buying babies that were still alive, quote, still beating hearts for their experiments. And they would also catch them with undercover videos of them trying to, you know, I want a Ferrari. I want to sell more baby parts. That was totally legal under the First Amendment. Investigative journalism. She put them in jail for years and gave them multi-million dollar fines. I mean, this woman is a monster. So that's the first thing. We should talk about what I think Trump's going to do versus what he should do. He'll hit her on the border, and he's hit her on the human trafficking, the 325,000 missing children in slave labor and sex slavery, and that she was the border czar. He needs to hit her on being a total police state thug, and that Trump has a record of trying to decriminalize marijuana and let nonviolent offenders out so violent ones can be kept in, which I agree with. And that she doesn't, that she's a total fraud. He should hit her on never visiting the border but once. He should hit her on hiding in the basement and only doing one interview since she was installed. He should also go after her on the fact that you didn't get one vote in the primary. You were installed. A lot of experts believe that's even illegal. But he should say, I bet when you do a bad job tonight, they talk about replacing you again, which they're actually talking about. Vivica Swarm will happen. I've warned about it as well. And he should also go after her on the fact that you want to ban assault rifles. That's any semi-automatic gun. You know, do you know only 100-something people die a year in mass shootings at schools, and most of those are gang-related? It's still too much. But you guys lied about my VP, J.D. Vance, when he said, it's terrible, we got to stop it. We can't just let this be a fact of life, these mass shootings. But you and your surrogates put out that he said, I don't care about mass shootings. It's a fact of life. You're a liar. You're a fraud. You lied and said inflation was lower under you than it is under me, and he should have that number. Roughly 3 to 4 times, it's varied. And she's going to talk. She doesn't want the CNN rules where the mics are turned off. And it's apples or oranges. You can debate it square around or whatever you want, but she doesn't want the mic turned off because she's going to be throwing mindless little one-liners in that the media can say, ooh, dunked on Trump. So know this. They'll declare her the winner. That's the number one thing. But the Washington Post, the New York Times, AP, they all reported that there are no Haitians doing any crimes or eating your cats or dogs or geese or chickens or ducks. Now, of course, we got videos of it. It's in the police reports. We have the squad car footage. We have the body cam footage. I mean, we have the insurance rates more than doubling with the Haitians driving around without driver's license, just wrecking. The police are just told, just let them go. It's Sanctuary City. And they just say it's not true. It's the same thing here. The CNN, MSNBC, they're all going to say, in my view, that Kamala won and won handily. If she didn't show up, they would say that. And that's why you see Pelosi saying Trump yesterday, Trump's scared. He won't even show up. When Trump's the opposite, he can't wait to get up there. He has ice water in his veins. And I don't, you know, if Trump's too hard on her when she's being vicious, they'll say, oh, he's being mean to a woman. Nobody cares about that. She's up there, you know, on the stage, and she's been installed because she's a puppet, not because she's a woman. And then you got Drudge, J.D. Warren's blacks eating cats in his home state of Ohio, where he's a senator. He didn't say blacks are eating cats. He said third world, beyond third world Haitians are eating cats. Put it back on screen, please. Blames Haitians. MAGA turns macabre. Well, Drudge, you used to be the number one site out there for news, but you really helped us out at InfoWars. But whatever went on with you, if you want to know what the Democrats are thinking and doing, you go to Drudge. I appreciate the link last week to our AI story. That was nice, Drudge. I don't even know. I haven't heard from Drudge in years. When he hung it up on X and deleted his account and it totally flipped, he put a nice thing up about me and Lana Del Rey. That was his last tweet about me and Lana Del Rey. I basically said, I love you guys. Goodbye. I'm very touched by that. Me and Drudge never dated. That was kind of a sweet thing to say. But where is Drudge? He hadn't been heard from in like 6 years. Or 5 years, 4 years. Yeah, about four and a half. So, I mean, you look at that. I mean, you got the Haitians running around foaming at the mouth. It's basically like Day of the Dead in Haiti. I mean, you cannot exaggerate how bad Haiti is, but I'm digressing. And I've got all that news I want to go through as well. But Biden's marijuana pardons don't cover hundreds of Kamala Harris had convicted. Not hundreds. When she was attorney general, she's even worse. Here's how Kamala Harris really prosecuted marijuana cases. You got to go read these articles viciously. Got a ounce of marijuana, 5 years in prison. Last known Californian in prison for federal cannabis charges, released it for 15 years, put in jail by Kamala Harris. Mandatory minimum sentences in California, what you need to know about Kamala Harris. She was enthusiastic. Remember when California was like one of the worst states for marijuana? Kamala Harris has evolved the marijuana policy. Here's how. Trump says on Truth Social, I have personally stated I believe it's time to end needless arrests and incarcerations of adults for small amounts of marijuana for personal use. We must also implement smart regulations while providing access to adults for safe tested products. As a Floridian, I will be voting yes on Amendment 3 in November. As president, we will continue to focus on research to unlock the medical uses of marijuana, which is incredible, to secure Schedule 3 and work with Congress to pass common sense laws, including safe banking for state authorization companies and supporting state rights to pass marijuana laws like Florida that work so well in for the citizens. Now, here's the issue, and I said this on Joe Rogan about 7 years ago. It became a big national story. Alex Jones says George Soros is making the marijuana stronger. I was going off mainline studies going back 30 years ago. Soros began to fund genetic engineers. He was one of the main funders. Other groups did it as well. To create marijuana that's different, and I'm not the expert, but here's the gestalt. There's indica and sativa, and they both do different things. One makes you relax, want to eat a bunch of food. The other makes you think, but also can make you kind of paranoid. And, I know I'm somebody that really never has fear. I have fear of failure, fear of the tyrants winning, but it's not like I'm scared. I'll be out at the family ranch, and, it's 10 o'clock at night, and I love walking by myself in the deep woods at night. And I won't even usually I'll take maybe a flashlight in case I need it, but if the moon's out, I won't. And there's something even cooler about not even taking a gun with you because it's lighter and I'm not going to really, and so I like, it's that primitive thing, I'm not even having a weapon. And I'll go for a 2 hour walk, into the woods, but I'll also walk when it's pitch black and I can just follow my dad's property's mainly, sand in the woods. So it's, I can see the sand path barely and just your eyes open up for a while. The night vision gets better and better. It's just, you're high. I do it. And I've had buddies over some of the years or high school friends, hey, let's go for a walk in the dark. They're like, this is spooky. After about 30 minutes, let's go back. I don't like this. They're hearing sounds and stuff. My point is that I don't scare easily. But I am absolutely just horrified for our children. It's a different type of fear. It's like a responsibility of letting people in power. But the point was about marijuana is that I smoke marijuana literally a maximum a few times a year. And it's always with Joe Rogan because he always has the right kind of stuff that doesn't make me feel paranoid or crazy or like I want to just sit there and eat a gallon of ice cream. and one hit off of it, and it's like, it's amazing. And then I'll try other people's marijuana over the years, and one time I smoked some about 10 years ago, and I'm just like, I felt my heart beating. I thought I was all looking through the blinds and paranoid. And the reason I raise this is I know a lot of people, some of them very close to me, that became artificial schizophrenics. You know, they weren't schizophrenic because of genetics or whatever. They were schizophrenic the same way people that worked in clothing manufacturing 200 years ago were. They called mad as a hatter because they would dry out and stain and do processes on things, on like, you know, say a beaver hat with mercury. And they'd be called mad as a hatter because the people that worked there for a long time became aggressive and crazy. That makes you aggressive and crazy and then kills you. Marijuana now today is causing massive, basically schizophrenia. And now it's admitted. But now when I said it 7 years ago on Joe, people didn't know about it. Oh, he's crazy. But now you type in marijuana linked to mental illness, marijuana linked to schizophrenia, marijuana linked to, and I have had people that I know well and one person that worked here. No, actually two over the last, these two cases both happened in the last 16 years. One of them was about 14 years ago, and then one of them was about 4 years ago. And both these people smoked dope all the time. They were video editors. They didn't do it at the office, and I was just like, that's how it is with video editors. They'd come in stoned in the morning, go out to lunch, get stoned. We had to work late. You know, they were just stoned out of their gourd. And one of them started thinking we had microphones hidden in his office. And then he decided that David Knight was really a reptile. I swear to God, really an alien. And we had a state rep here, and he refused to work. I told people, that guy's a lizard. And then he just went completely nuts and basically quit. And is now completely out of his gourd. And there was another employee that got super paranoid and left. And then I didn't even follow the guy, but people later asked me, they're like, hey, this guy is on his website saying that you sent a bird to his chimney to talk to him. And I went and looked on his thing, and he was saying, Alex Jones is harassing me. Alex Jones has sent a bird to talk down my chimney. And then his dad died of a heart attack, and he told people I killed him. Never even met his dad. So, I mean, that's marijuana. These people were normal and smart and nice, and whatever the marijuana was that started coming out made them insane. So, young people, don't do it. It's, if it's medical or it's from a doctor or it's a certain type, but even Snoop Dogg stopped smoking marijuana. All right, I said I was talking about the debate, but I just digressed. And you know, I tell these stories because that's the best way to reach young people. It's not saying, if you ever smoke that, you're going to die, or don't you ever touch that, blah, blah, blah. Instead, it's like, it could be laced with fentanyl. A lot of people die like that. Plus these off, you know, label vapes that keep killing people. And I'm just telling folks, prescription drugs on average, psychotropics will destroy your life. The illegal drugs will destroy your life. Stay away from it. Don't take a pill if somebody gives it to you saying it's ecstasy. Almost all of it is spiked with fentanyl. Do not get close to it. There it is. Big study. Young men at higher risk of schizophrenia linked to cannabis use disorder. That's even a disorder now. National Institutes of Health, U.S. government. Believe me, I don't need to read a study. I got a lot of friends and family that have got young people in their family that were top of their class, and now they're ruined by marijuana. Now, CBD is the good stuff, doesn't get you high at all, and it's magic. The plant's incredible. And, you know, the stuff we had in high school, take a few hits, go watch a movie, was kind of fun. I was never a pothead, but the new stuff is dangerous. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Pontificating off into marijuana and stuff, I just start thinking about how bad it is and how many people it's hurting. And again, it's because all these big companies, including biotech companies, for 30 years have been squirreling with it and jacking with it. And it is something completely different than it was. It's like they've taken wheat. Nobody had gluten intolerance 30 years ago. And now they've genetically changed it and then spray it with all these different poisons like glyphosate. Not when it's growing out of the ground so bugs don't eat it and then it dissipates. They spray it a week before they harvest it because it makes fungus not grow, and then you eat the damn stuff. But it's a lot of things. I'm looking to get them as sponsors. There's a big company in Utah that supplies high-end Italian restaurants. I learned about this from a guy that owns an Italian restaurant. I've gotten some of it, and my daughter has gluten intolerance. She's a 7-year-old. She doesn't get it from this. And it's old, original seeds from Italy that grows the wheat they were eating 1,000 years ago. So, again, they're manipulating these plants, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to shift gears out of that. Trump needs to also hit Kamala tonight during the debate about how she tried to put forward three plans with Biden that she pushed
to, quote, end the border problem by totally opening the border and legalizing all illegals. She finally posted, as you know, yesterday, her policies, and it's exactly what Biden's been doing and what she's been saying, just worse, and it totally legalizes all the illegal aliens, anyone who, quote, crosses the border illegally. Someone asked listeners, what other tricks do you think she'll pull? And when she has a disastrous performance, the corporate media will try to prop her up and say she won, but when the public doesn't buy it, like they did with Biden, will they try to replace her? And you're like, well, that's crazy. We're only 55 days out. Everything's crazy. They stole the election for Biden, wouldn't let anybody run against him in the primaries that was serious, that didn't drop out, and then installed her. That's what happens when countries go corrupt. They start replacing leaders every few months. And yeah, now the new policy she put out is literally plagiarized. It's just Biden's platform, word for word. Well, because it's the same group. It's not plagiarized. It's run by Obama and the globalist. 877-789-2539. The phones have been loaded. 877-789-2539. And as soon as we go through these calls, I will take more calls for longtime callers, you name it. Right now, it's first-time callers in the first bank of calls. We got Brennan, Sean, Scott, Dave, Derek, Melissa, Crystal, Nick, Roxanne, and others. And Dave in Arizona is first. He thinks that Kamala will win tonight. Okay, tell me, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, I disagree with what's flown around in the conservative circles. And thank you again for all you do. I'm glad I found you in May of this year. So I don't think she'll pull this chameleon stuff. I think she'll be candid about what she wants to do, this nihilist Marxist approach, because they control the lamestream media. And I think that what will end up happening, because it seems every 20 minutes they need a narrative change, right? We need the newest, hottest story. It'll be that Biden pardons Hunter and then resigns, and she's the 47th president. And then they'll have the lamestream media will have the narrative, contrary to what other people are thinking. She'll be the first black president, according to them. And they'll say when people went in to pull the lever, they couldn't vote for a convicted felon. And congratulations, she got a full term as president.
That's what Roger Stone is most concerned about. And so, yeah, they could dump her, but I think you're right. That's why I love taking calls. There's a very good chance that'll make her look presidential, and they'll say, oh, it's the first woman president. And because of that, they'll say, well, we've got to elect her now, and that'll be the excuse to steal it. And they think that will still convince us that she really won. That's why they had to get rid of Biden, because nobody would believe if he stole it the second time. I think you're dead on. In fact, I'm glad you called, because that's really what Roger's saying, and I don't know why I didn't say that. That's why we take your calls. What else do you want to say?
Well, I'm here in State 48. I've been boots on the ground since 2019 when they started impeaching President Trump. I wasn't originally a President Trump fan. I voted against Hillary in 2016. So in fact, I voted for him, but I wasn't a Trump guy from day one. But I saw the whole of government corruption, and that's what every story is now, Alex. And you and your crew pointed out so well all the stuff with the illegals in Ohio and Colorado, it's to destroy our way of life, and it's all intentional, because what they want to do is they want to pit different classes of people, illegals versus American citizens at the low end of the economic structure, against each other. So we take our eyes off of our psychopathic overlords. And here in Arizona, we have problems with our GOP party. They were in control in 2020, 2021, 2022. We have an installed governor in 2023, but they made no reforms to our election laws. So they will steal State 48. Kari Lake and the rest of them didn't win in 2022 because they continue to steal our voices and our votes. It's not really about President Trump or Kari Lake for me. It's about me. Have any representation here, sir? Thank you.
Great call. Really scary points that I have to say is a real probability. I think you nailed it. Thank you. He nailed it, didn't he? That's why we take your calls. Most of the time, callers are smarter than I am because I've known when he's saying's true, and then he just said, I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. That's why we take your calls. Derek in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My prediction is that the debate won't happen. A few weeks ago, honor the vision that I had, the specific words, and it was pretty powerful as it showered me with it, opened doorways, and I had tears falling down my cheeks for like 15 minutes. And the words were, the nuke is in Delaware. The nuke is in Delaware. So my prediction is that it's a travesty what's going to happen, because what's his name will beat what's her name in this debate. And it will not just beat her, but shred her if the debate is allowed to happen. In fact, probably the best case scenario is to allow the debate to happen. That's what I pray for, is that this debate will happen and that my vision doesn't happen and we merge into a reality of a peaceful.
Have you had visions that come true before?
Oh, yeah. And dreams are in my family. It's a genetic trait that goes back through my mother for many, many generations.
Mine too, to a certain extent. So expanding on that, I have warned that they could set a nuke off and kill Biden or Trump and blame Iran and launch World War III, then activate sleeper cells, and Iran will actually attack, but the globalists will actually attack and use that to bring in a total collapse in martial law. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I didn't have a vision of that, but I politically have been warning of that. I hope you're wrong. We're going to find out in the next 7 hours here, buddy.
Yep, I hope I'm wrong, too. And I, in fact, if the debate does go down and it happens to be a total shredding of Kamala, it's still not too late for them to pull these things out.
Well, that's the thing. God also gives us visions of possible futures so we can speak to it and stop it.
And that's my prayer. Well, I have a brother who had plans to go to that area this next week, and he canceled his plans based on this. So maybe it was a personal vision for a family member. But anyone who's hearing this, if I were in Delaware right now, I'd get the freak out and get the central states, Arizona, Utah, Idaho.
All right. Thank you for the call. And I'm on record saying this. I can see it politically going on, so you can say it was my subconscious and then did it. But I saw the towers on fire. I talked about this 20-plus years ago, and I went on air, not in July. That's the clip that's popular. I went on the air in April and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame bin Laden and invade the Middle East. And Chase Geisler's actually found that clip. And so, but maybe it's a collective unconscious, because I didn't know they were making a Lone Gunman episode of exactly that happening at the same time they aired right before 9/11. And then I didn't see it because I didn't really watch a lot of entertainment TV. I watch almost none now. And then after 9/11, and back then the internet didn't have clips everywhere. There was very few video clips, little short clips on like CNN, ABC News. They were like 10 seconds because the bandwidth cost so much. And so it wasn't a few months into 9/11. After 9/11, I got a VHS tape in the mail, so we could play the audio on air. And we did have a document cam shot that would put out like Limbaugh did and like Art Bell did, where, you know, every second or two, you know, the bandwidth wasn't too much. You'd have like a shot of what you were showing. So I had that, but I could air the audio on the show. And I was like, I didn't know the Lone Gunman spinoff of the X-Files had a whole episode about hijacking a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to collapse the tower and blame Afghanistan and invade them. And then I talked to Chris Carter later, and he said, no, the CIA told us to do that production. And he told Vanity Fair that. Or was it Variety? It was Variety. So I mean, if you're a new listener and you're hearing this, you can look this up. I mean, this sounds nuts. So I never saw that. No one told me that. I was just seeing the evidence and what was going on. They bombed the World Trade Center before the feds had and cooked up the bomb and ordered them to carry it out. And I'd had Ahmad Salam, the guy that blew the whistle and tried to stop it, the head FBI informant on. And so I knew they wanted to get rid of the towers, and I was seeing a lot of programming, and they were saying bin Laden's about to get us. But then I had dreams of the smoking, burning towers, not of planes. And so when it happened, I was like, whoa, and I predicted it months before perfectly. So this stuff's real. I hope he's wrong. I hope a nuke doesn't go off in Delaware. Yeah, there's even TV Guide, the September 11th parallel nobody noticed. March of 2001, to be exact, episode 151 of The Gunman premiered with an episode featuring a terrorist plot to fly a commercial airline into a World Trade Center. The climactic sequence actually shows the plane heading into one of the Twin Towers, but at the last minute pulled upward, just missing the building. Shockingly, this horrifying bit of foreshadowing was never widely reported until Thursday, when industry newsletter, the Mirrors Report, broke the story. How is it that virtually no one remembered this post 9/11? I know. I've been wondering. So, yeah, that was the thing. Back then, there wasn't instant stuff on YouTube or Twitter. YouTube didn't exist. And so I had listeners, I remember, calling in, did you see the X-Files? Like, no, they'd tell me about it, but it would just be a rumor. Kind of like, I've been on air since it happened that morning. I hadn't eaten yet. It was a pizza place a half mile from the house. I ordered the pizza. Back in the old day, call on the phone. Got in the car. It's like four, whatever it was, right when they blew up Building 7. And CBS News, still had CBS Radio. It was on 590 AM, station I've been on as a host. That's what I had it. And I'm driving up, and I'm eating the pizza driving home. I remember sitting there in the parking lot. And again, didn't have phones back then that recorded it. I recorded it. And I'm eating the pizza. See, young people I know hear this stuff. They go, how is it you didn't record it? How is it you didn't put it on? That stuff didn't exist. Unless you had it ready and had a camera ready. And I'm sitting there eating that delicious sausage and pepperoni pizza. Still remember it. But burned in my memory. Pavlovianly. And I'm sitting in the parking lot of my house eating the pizza. And I'm listening to CBS. And they're like, they're going to bring down 7 with controlled demolition so it doesn't hurt other buildings. They're going to control demolition here in just a few minutes. And then, okay, the building has fallen. They've destroyed the building. And I go in there and say, well, they just said they blew up a building. Have anybody heard about that? And it wasn't 3 years later that they decided to archive it all on NBC. And boom, we had the videos. So, I mean, I can play clips of you on CBS, CNN, BBC saying they're going to blow the building up. And then PBS. And then I interviewed the people that were there, in the cops and firemen that were there. I found them, got them on the show, who heard the countdown. Get back, they're blowing it up, they're blowing it up. So back then, for until after 9/11, way after, no one even pointed out, hey, there was an X-Files show with like 10 million viewers about this. I'm digressing. It just shows how the mind works. You see, that's how they can manipulate us, because most people don't even pay attention week to week, day to day. A month ago is 1,000 years ago. You're trying to tell them, hey, they admitted in 1945 they started putting fluoride in the water that it causes brain damage. And then it came out a month ago, the government goes, we've always known, big deal, we're going to keep doing it. Reuters, AP. And you still tell somebody and they laugh at you. Because, oh, yeah, the government's putting something in the water to hurt me. You know, it doesn't sound real. But it is. Just like the head of the British government task force on the shot, Bauer, at the Crick Institute, saying, yeah, it raises your immune system. It's going to be great for business. People won't have immune systems anymore. You'll have to give them shots for everything. You're like, what? And he said it almost 4 years ago, and now it's happened. I mean, yeah, there I am. I later interviewed the star of the Lone Gunman show. One day he just shows up at my door. And, of course, he'd been big on the X-Files as well, but all of a sudden he calls me, he goes, hey, I found out where you live. Can I come over today? And I said, yeah, hell, an hour. Boom. Here he comes to my door. And I go, well, come on the show tomorrow. And he came on the show. I forget his name. What is it? Dean Haglund. Yeah, and how the CIA planted the story on him. I mean, I've talked to these people. I'm not, your new listener, like, oh, yeah, you talked to the head of the X-Files, Chris Carter. And, oh, yeah, you had the host of the X-Files on telling, oh, yeah, sure you did. Yeah, folks, I did it all. I'm not making up damn thing here. I wish I was. I wish this wasn't true. God almighty. It's weird as you get older. I always heard as you get older, you get more and more nostalgic. And by nostalgic, it's just, you start, all the crazy experiences, you start, because I've always lived in the present and the future. But I just can't help more and more live in the past. I still live like 20% in the past, but I used to not live in the past at all. Like, I never used to think back to memories of stuff other than was news. And now I'm just, like, having all these great memories when I was a kid and fishing with grandpa, grandma. Anyways, I digress. The debate's coming up, folks. The debate's coming up in 7 hours and 11 minutes. Live coverage starts now. Been going today. But 6 p.m. Central, share those links for the live feed of the debate at Real Alex Jones, band.video, and Infowars.com/show. Because I'm not jealous and I'm not in competition, but we only had 5-6 million viewers when we covered the Trump Biden debate, and Jack Posobiec got 16 million. I don't care. I actually love it. But I want him to get 50 million and I want to get 20 million. And that's up to you to share those links and say, hey, here's the live coverage and analysis of all this happening. Okay. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Melissa in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. This is Melissa from North Carolina. Thanks for giving us a voice.
Thank you.
My ex account is looking for parts I've been a Trump supporter since 2016. I am MAGA, never strayed away. My talking points are is that Kamala can't think and talk at the same time, and that she shows signs that she has, like, ADD. She bounces around, swings her head around, all that laughing and talking. So my point is I think she's going to be hyped up on Adderall. And I think she's going to try that, those one-line zingers. Then she's going to go online and be like, look what I did, girlfriend, to, you know, low IQ women. And she's going to use the women thing. I'm a woman. So I should know.
I totally agree. So, and look, I don't know what she's on, but if you were a cop and pulled her over, she either looks super depressed and on depressants and alcohol part of the time, and other times she's glowing. I mean, at the DNC, she was lit up like a Christmas tree. Did you see that?
Yes, and I was a cop, and most of my career was in the county jail, and we had a super big facility. So I dealt a lot with people on different types of drugs, and her actions, to me, show someone that is ADD, her mind bounces around, she's uncomfortable when she speaks, like she's not in her own skin, so she starts cackling and laughing at everything because she doesn't really know what to say. Her talking points, she is a Marxist, she's a communist. She feels that every person that lives the American dream should have their money taken away from them that they worked hard for and distributed out to everyone. We have seen through generations that does not work. When you do that, what you do is you give the government all the money. They have our $7 trillion budget already. We see what they are doing with that money. So if they get a hold of Elon Musk's money, they get a hold of Facebook's money, they get a hold of Amazon's money, we are screwed because they will have complete and utter control. We will be in lines begging for food.
Perfectly said, Melissa. Thank you. Go ahead. Finish your point.
She is that one. This is the big thing. One interview, one debate. She does this bullshit stump speech that she reads over and over again. It's like Shazam. You have 50% chance of being the president of the United States. That's a good gig if you can get it.
Well, they want her. They want her because she's a dangerous puppet that's fully compromised. We'll do exactly what she's told. Thank you so much for the call, Melissa. You know, I was thinking about when I was driving into the office this morning what I wanted to say first, and she just said it. And we know this. I mean, we can talk for hours about their statements, their facts, the Cloward and Pippen's just one example. You can't take down an open, free, populist, even quasi-capitalist country. We're a crony capitalist country with a lot of socialism and communism mixed in. So some Americans live a capitalist life but have their money siphoned off. Others are either bureaucrats or government people and live off of it. More and more people become lazy, don't want to work. That's all true, too. So the workers just work harder. But the globalists do want to shut down society because they control the fiat currency. They can buy it all up because they want control. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but they want to collapse it. That's why they're bringing in the drugs and opening the borders and not prosecuting hardcore criminals, because that will bring down a society. And that will give up hope. And you'll just get used to crime and homelessness and needles and feces. I mean, just 5 years ago, Austin was super clean, hardly any homeless. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And I get up a lot early in the morning, and I'm out on the road a lot by 6 a.m. doing stuff. And, I mean, at least once a week, some psycho runs out in front of me. Central Austin, West Austin, South Austin. I've had homeless people three times the last couple of weeks run out in front of me. One time with a baseball bat with his shirt off, basically phone. He turned towards my car, and I slow down, and he just looks at me like a zombie, like, with a baseball bat in his hand, drooling. And I'm just like, I mean, it was just so intense. This morning, I'm driving, and I mean, I see this woman in Daisy Duke shorts. They're like panties, you know, short. You know, they're shorts, not panties, but they're thin panties. And I mean, she had an amazing figure from the back. beautiful back, beautiful arms, short hair. And I drive by her, and I look at her face. She looks like an 80-year-old woman with crazy eyes. I mean, folks, it is Looney Tunes. I was talking to my buddy going on a hike Sunday, and he's out in the middle of nowhere with his dog. And all of a sudden, this is on the hike and bike trail in the middle of nowhere. He was telling me where she was at. This is the middle of nowhere. And this gorgeous woman with camo all over walks out 50 feet in front of him and looks at him and just walks naked into the woods. And he said, he's a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL. He later, next time he was down there, decided to go back and look. And it's these giant homeless camps. But there's also normal people that go, and then he talked to them, and they said, oh, we come here and we party and take drugs on the weekend. So I guess it's a thing with women. They go to, like, these crazy psycho camps and take hard drugs. This was early in the morning. He saw her. So, I mean, this is just crazy, folks. This is crazy. And he said she was gorgeous. I mean, what is that? A naked woman with camo paint all over in the middle of nowhere. I mean, where we were at was like a mile from a road, 2 miles from a road or houses with cliffs. And there's naked women running around out there. I remember like 5-6 years ago, I talked about it. I was down on Barton Creek in the middle of nowhere with my kids, and the creek was running. And I saw, and I knew what they were right away, Guatemalan Indians. They weren't even Hispanic. With their Guatemalan, you know, they wear little weaved hats and everything, and they had tin cans with string on it, fishing and catching fish with a fire. I guess they got here and have been sent somewhere since then. I mean, this is Guatemalan mountain Indians, just on the green belt, total cuckoo world. Meanwhile, you tell people that, oh, that's not happening. The hell it isn't happening. I saw it with my own eyeballs. So stuff's going, so civilization's falling apart, folks. Your kid may be playing video games all day and eating Hot Pockets and, you know, and Ritalin. Okay, that's bad enough. What are they running around the woods naked on LSD or whatever the hell they're on? All right, we're going to break. I didn't do a good job taking calls this hour, but your calls were all superlative. I'm going to take all the calls that are on the board and more, 877-789-2539. Next hour, remember, all this operation takes money. And I need money to fight the enemy. And we can get shut down easily. I know we get shut down. Boy, there's going to be plenty of people wanting to give me money then. I'm not just saying this. I need your help. God keeps you right on E, whatever. DrJonesNaturals.com. Love you, God. It's in your plan, whatever. But I'm asking listeners, we got great products. Next Level Financial Energy, all the nano silver products, so many other great supplements. DrJonesNaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support and a lot of big sales and amazing products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost. InfoWars MD and more. All discounts. Sales about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level.
So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Front of you, you don't care. They're locked up in Walmarts, being used for slave labor, you name it. Man, that song's good. Best part's coming up. Song's never been put to this great Alamo. What version of the Alamo is this? I don't see John Wayne running around. What version is this? Oh, this is John Wayne's Alamo. Shot this out in the hill country outside Austin. I met his son once. They live out there. John Wayne secretly lived outside Austin for a long time. We lived in different places, but he had a big ranch out there. Jimmy Vaughn, my old buddy, lives out right by his old ranch. Blanco County. Keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down to Chicago. All right, a lot of stations don't care this first five. That's why I went ahead and pontificated. Give me a little music break, because, man, this news is so hardcore. And I'll be completely honest with you. A lot of stuff doesn't get me butterflies, but RFK endorsing Trump, which I broke and told you, but there was a weird chance that it was some weird setup. I didn't think RFK was like that, but I mean, this came from very high up the campaign. I'll leave it at that, like real high up. And then, of course, he endorsed him like I said he would. And I had butterflies about that because he backed it up 45 minutes and made us wait. And it's the same thing for tonight. It is going to be crazy because she's already destroyed. She's already really far behind in all the real polls. And if she falls on her face, I mean, she went down. They admitted
three or four or five points in some of the polls after the CNN debacle where she sits way down in her chair and can barely talk. I can't even make the face like she's all distraught. So you either get the scared, drunk Xanax Kamala, or you get the methamphetamine, Adderall, ecstasy Kamala. And I don't know what we're going to get tonight. And I agree with the caller earlier. She admittedly has anxiety issues, Kamala. So she does that head bobbing thing. And Tim Walz does that.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Patriots based on a composite of three different men. This actually happened. Swamp Fox himself probably killed over 200 British soldiers. Has he been a redcoat in the French and Indian War? War hero. That's where our country comes from. Defeating the greatest empire in the world at the time. We'll defeat the globalists. But there's a civil war. They want black and white killing each other. That's not what we should do. We need to remove the criminals from power, the actual heads of the operations. It's called nonviolent, loving political decapitation. Information war, like it's a physical fight for our lives. They already hit us with a bioweapon, killed 35 million people with the shots and growing. It's in the game, people. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls as we build up to the debate tonight. Now, only 6 hours and 52 minutes. Crystal in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, so good to be on here with you. I'm going to be really quick. I've got like three quick observations, and I have a question I want to ask you. I'm an attorney. I've worked only with the poorest of the poor, but I'm in Memphis, which is extremely liberal. You get blackballed by the affluent people if you say you're pro-Trump. I mean, it's bizarre. Well, real quick, I want to say something about the trans thing, and this does have to do with the election. I volunteered after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans in like a devastated school, helping all the animals. I was single at the time. I did not get married until my early 40s. been single that whole time. I went down there to help the animals, bleeding heart. I had been accepted into the Marine Corps, but at the time I decided not to go. But I was in the best shape of my life. I'm 5'4". I could run 3 miles in 21 minutes, and I could do pull-ups, which are next to impossible for women. When I was down there, I was getting a huge pit bull that was friendly out of a cage, and I could not control it. And it was going to get away and run off, which is, you know, you can't let happen. This scrawny, cane-smoking kid, well, it wasn't a kid, he was my age or older, 90-pound male, again, chain-smoking. I'm in the best shape of my life, a female. He walks up. He wasn't trying to impress me. You got to understand what this was like down there. He was not trying to impress me. He saw I was in trouble. I'm in the best shape of my life. He walks up and manhandles the massive pit bull. I couldn't get a control on it to save my life, and I was strong for a female in my arms. You as an alpha male and all the alpha males and other men listening to this show, simply do not understand. We need you to fight for us on a cellular, visceral level. From the moment I had consciousness, I knew I was weaker than a man. I'm weak. In the best shape of my life, a 70-year-old man can beat my ass who's not in shape because I'm female. This idea, this psyop that men can then compete with us is beyond offensive, and we need you men to fight because you know you're strong. I know I'm weak. This idea that a man can come is appalling. This segues into Trump. Trump is the president for single women. I'm telling you, 10 years in criminal defense, 2 years working in housing law, I saw the devastation that single women, and who are often elderly and who are childless, so they say he hates single childless women. No, the Democrats hate them because with the devastation of the police, the legalization of prostitution, the legalization of drugs, I have elderly women that would call in and say there's weed coming in my house, there's gangs everywhere. Trump's law and order trickles down, and it emboldens communities to care about law and order. Since the Democrats have been in power, cities have deteriorated. He needs to make sure and hammer that he is the president of law and order, which helps.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Gloria Steinem worked for the CIA. That's declassified. This whole thing was to get women in the workforce so that the state could control the children to then break down the family and destroy society. Paul Ehrlich, all of them are on record on TV in the 70s and 80s and 90s on 60 Minutes. Admitting this, we played the clips, we could play them again. This is all a plan. It's not to empower women. And women now more than ever are desperate. They're unhappy. In Europe and in the U.S., they tell them, well, get into prostitution as a second job. And now that's how you empower yourself. The women don't want that on average. And so this is all going on. And look at this today. United Nations agency declares war on gender language. Male and female in Canada isn't even on the forms for parents at schools for the kids. So you can't be a man or woman. That hurts somebody else's feelings. They're attacking our biology. Here's another one. Minor girls labeled transphobic after speaking out against LGBTQAAP2S+ boys using their locker room. I had articles yesterday at public schools all over the place. They're putting female coaches in the boys' locker rooms, instructing them while they're in the showers. I mean, I didn't particularly like it, you know, in football or whatever. I said, take my clothes off in front of other dudes. You know, go in. I had to do it. You still did it. I took my towel in the shower, put it around me right when I was done. You know, I went and worked out this morning in a local gym. I came to the office, has a shower, showered here. I'm not scared to be around it, but it's just, you know, it's, I mean, I'm, you know, I stay at my parents every once in a while. I don't like walk into their shower when they're, it's my parents. I've seen them naked. They've seen me in my life. But the point is, imagine what it's like to have men in the bathrooms with the girls. And this is happening everywhere. And then these psycho leftist men, they fired one nurse in the UK a couple years ago. He comes in and says, I want a pap smear. He kicks his legs up. He was a large, muscular man. It was reported in the report. He had large genitals. He had a beard. And the woman said, you're a man. And she got in trouble. Last time I heard, she got fired. She was challenging it because she wouldn't pretend to do a pap smear. He didn't have a cervix. He didn't have a vagina. They want you to accept mental illness to say, oh, two women are having a baby in the prison. No, they put a man in the prison. He's raping them. So, again, it's a litmus test to see how much craziness we will accept. So we'll accept human clones, animal human clones, all of this dehumanization to get us not to believe in ourselves. And that's what Kamala Harris is for. And I totally agree he should bring that up.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. One quick prediction. I don't think Kamala's going to go the distance. I've thought about this a lot. I think she is so fucking stupid, and they all know she's stupid and she's awful. I think that they are going to take the L, let Trump win. I hope. And then, because I think Newsom wants to win in 28. It's going to be wide open in 28. If they're going to be stuck with that idiot for 8 years if she wins. But listen, Alex, this is really what I wanted to ask you, because I know you have a lot of sources. Okay, we saw them shoot Trump. Listen, and I happened to watch it. I caught it. And you are constantly giving us intel that you hear that is so on point. You get it before we all do, and then it comes out and it's news. So here's my question that I think a lot of people have, and it's kind of hard to tease out. But if they can shoot Trump, if they can do everything that they have done to him, the deep state, the evil, the Klaus Schwab, Soros, all of this really scary crap. Okay, and we know that the election may come down to swing states. What are you hearing, if anything? Because in the back of my mind, Alex, I'm going, they've already shot him. We've got this evil cabal. There's no way. If it only comes down to a few votes in swing states, we don't have a prayer. They're in charge. Can you talk me down from the ledge and explain why even with all those things they have going in their favor, we even have a prayer of him getting in? And that's the end of my question. But I'd love your thoughts on that, because I'm so upset. I feel like they've already got it in the bag, because they're going to cheat. If they can kill him, essentially, they just happen to miss. Why would we think they're going to let him win a fair election? And that's it. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Crystal. Pleasure. I think you answered the question. I mean, I've talked about this a lot till people's ears bleed. They tried to kill him on July 13th. Deep state takes an hour to go all the evidence. 100% stand down. Secret Service didn't shoot the shooter. The local cops did. The cops are like pointing at him, get him, waiting for the orders. They should have just shot him themselves, which they later did. They have lied at every level. They did it. They've said they want him dead. There was a stand down. And then when they didn't kill him, made him even more popular. So now they are in total panic mode. And so they will try to kill him again. And so that's why people are like, oh, that happened 50-something days ago. That's ancient news. No, it's not. It's the news of today and tomorrow. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. They can blow his plane up, say Iranian shot it down, truck bomb him, say the Iranians did it. I said that before. They said the Iranians would. I thought, who would they blame? Well, they want to attack Iran. And yeah, they're going to blame Iran. And then days later, they started doing it by the 16th of July, 3 days after. I said it a day after. So it's not hard. I mean, they're smart. They'll try to poison him so that they can, oh, he just had a heart attack. So Trump's taking a lot of precautions, I can tell you that. And so he's doing a good job. Pray for him. Our God can override them. If we pray and take action, God will take us the rest of the way. And I believe Trump is protected. I don't believe it. We saw that on the 13th. Turns his head the last minute. Or this way. So it's amazing. Nick in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so American politics is just a total personality cult. It's been pulled away from any kind of basis in scientific confirmability or hard science, and it's become like both sides. There's two different – so if a billionaire globalist wants to buy out the entire system and control, basically be the mega voter who has all power. They just buy out the red side and the blue side, and they install people who just are all about personality, all about, you know, this big smile and big promises and all this, and none of it has to have any factual or hard basis to it. It just needs to rhyme and look pretty, and it's just this big pageant, right?
I agree with you overall. Let me have an overhead shot for TV viewers. I'm going to give you a very primitive graph here. This is not scientific, but it's just a dead reckoning. Let's say in a presidential election in general, an average one about 65% vote. This is going to be a huge turnout. I would guess at around 70% vote. Okay, so if you've got 70% voting, and there's other people that are undecided or independents or just have given up or don't care, they're the 30%. Usually in a midterm, you get 40 to 50%. So in a midterm, you know, it's half. But in a general election, General election at 70%. Now, out of the 70% that vote, and that's, you know, all this area, they claim that generally about 57% are Democrats. That's an old number. It's not accurate. There's been a political realignment. And then the Republicans are the junior party. So they always oversample in polls. But looking at this, it's true that at least 25% of people that do vote do it off of optics. So to say that it's all just a beauty pageant, how good do the tie look and how good do they talk and how many zingers they have, about a third or 25% right under that of the people that vote do it off what you're saying. There is a large portion that actually go off policy. And so I would say with Trump, I mean, we fight him with memes of kittens and ducks, and that's all trying to reach low-information voters and make a joke out of it. So it's true that we do target, and I mean, I do this myself. I don't really do it consciously, but, I mean, we put out goofy stuff that dumbos like, but I also like it because I'm kind of a dumbo in one part of me. So, but then mainly we're all about statistics and facts, like Kamala wants a 75% unrealized capital gains tax. That'll kill the economy like eating a pound of cyanide will kill a person, or even, you know, a tenth of an ounce, or a thimbleful, or a gram of it. So, or price controls will wreck the economy. But I mean, I'm all about the facts, but it is true that elections are decided by that minority. That's a large minority of people that just go off how the suit looks. So what do we do about that?
Yeah. So that happens either way. If the quote unquote politicians were very hard science based and, you know, knew about economics, knew about how to run a successful business, were like, would expected to fulfill on the campaign promises that they make, that effect that you're talking about would still happen, right? And so,
but what happens is if you only do hard facts and the other side is targeting that percentage of voters that only go off emotion, you get maybe a little bit more of the brain people, but they're already voting for you because you've got the real policies. But because you don't do the pageantry, you don't get the pageant people. So you got to do both.
Yeah, that's definitely there. But what we're talking about,
I mean, look, you have a bunch of policy, but then Hulk Hogan rips his shirt off.
No, I'm totally with that. But what we're looking at is a system where...
Hold on. I mean, I'll do hours of a show and 5 minutes of screaming and yelling and tearing my shirt off, too. And I do it because I like to do it. It just so happens that works. But, I don't think it's bad to have some pageantry. But here's my point. What are you getting at?
What I'm getting at is that this entire system is, you've got lobbying, you've got K Street, you've got campaign finance. Trump even came out, and one of the things that I admire about Trump so much is he came out and called out that entire swamp system where he was saying, look, I'm only here because, you know, that's how the system works. It's corrupt.
He did it in 2016. He needs to do more of that.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Very refreshing.
Because I took political science at an accredited, you know, community college. And you learn all about the lobbying, K Street.
But that's why they don't like him. Because the lobbying goes way down under him because he doesn't let his surrogates do that. If he catches them, they get fired. Trump does what he wants. You don't go give him something and you get something with Trump.
And what he wants is what he says that he wants, and that is a successful country. It's money in people's bank accounts. Like there's been no shortage of politicians who could promise
Listen, I'm not mad at you. You're a well-spoken guy, Nick, and I agree with everything you're saying. I think we kind of know this. So what do you think about the debate tonight?
With that debate tonight, it's kind of a thing that's already won in a way and kind of lost in another way. And, you know, because there's just such a stranglehold over that personality cult, and there's so much control going on there that really Trump's already really won, and it's just, it's because what he's doing is he's bringing a nuke to a gunfight. You know, he's a completely different animal.
Yeah, but he has to do that to override all the election fraud. And I agree with you. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, when you get The Rock and Elton John coming out and saying Trump's a wonderful person, they've always liked him, and a bunch of others do it, they can see the writing on the wall. That's why they're going to try to kill him. So everybody keeps saying, hey, Trump's got it. Hey, yeah. No, he doesn't. And we're 55 days out, or 54. How many days are we out from the election, guys? We'll put it on screen. I mean, this is just wild time to be alive. And I don't want to make this come true. Like I told you months before, they're going to try to kill Trump imminently. 55 days out. it's their only move, or a giant cyber attack that they blame on Trump supporters, which I've just, without even looking, and when I say that, it means they're pushing it hard in the news. Oh, the right-wing white supremacists are going to try to knock the power out, but the FBI is going to stop them. They're pre-programming that because they're thinking about doing it. Brennan in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, yes, sir, I wanted to say something to maybe kind of unify everyone listening on immigration and maybe an idea for Trump now and moving forward. So I'm a 28-year-old farmer. I've done construction mostly since college, and because of the type of construction I do, I've been working with mostly illegal Hispanics. And, you know, historically, a lot of the people are hardworking, and they love family, and they love God. And I've even had Guatemalan guys say that they saw ads with Obama saying, come here, we want you, get a job, get citizenship. And that didn't work out for them. But the slavery system that's over the migrants now, and the system, the neo-feudal system that's over us as well, has been perfected, and it does not stop at the border. There's child slave labor going on, you know, to the liberals that want to defend the downtrodden and don't think that child slavery is going on. Go find a tobacco farm on a Saturday, and you'll see who's suckering and picking the suckers off the tobacco. They need a small person, a very small person, to get in there. And you're going to find these children have nicotine poisoning, and it's just horrible. And then to the conservatives, if you ever go by construction sites and you see, you know, not all the time, but you see a crew chief and a couple guys with nice trucks and then 20 or 30 guys wearing this, that, and whatever, don't speak a lick of English, that's a Blanquero operation. That's bleaching. It's money laundering for the cartel. When the cartel funnels people across the border with the coyotes, it doesn't stop there. They have tools, travel, lodging, routes.
They control them for at least a decade, and then they hand them over to the Democrats and their immigration lawyers who take a big cut of their money. Exactly. It's a permanent underclass.
Yes, it is a permanent underclass.
We're not bringing them here to get them out of the tyranny. And you're right. The Democrats, even under Biden, they run ads, and the UN runs ads, come El Norte. They get them here, and they exploit the hell out of them.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen so much of that. And then one thing they do is because then they're compromised. It's a lot like our politicians. You know, once they're dirty, they have them hold money, hold guns. I've seen pictures of the guns. They hold drugs because they're illegal. The fact that people think that it's the illegal immigrants, they're just going to round them up and it's going to go peacefully. They have guns. And they're confused about the messaging coming from.
By the way, let me interrupt you. I started getting told 3 years ago that the ATF was telling gun stores to let illegals buy guns. And then a federal judge ruled last year, Obama judge appointed, saying, yes, illegals have a right to buy guns, sell guns, use guns, carry guns. And the same judge says citizens should be able to own them. Yes, they're arming them.
Yep. I mean, they're 5-10% of our population now. They need these black market
economies. Oh, they're way over 10%, brother. Are you kidding? They brought in 25 million in the last 3.5 years. It's 50 million in the last 15.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, people have no idea how.
Brother, you're out in beautiful North Carolina in a rural area. You come to a city, buddy. Go anywhere. Arkansas, Illinois, Texas, California, New Mexico. We got illegal aliens crawling out of our ass. And let me tell you, you're right. The Mexicans, on average, are hardworking, good people. But they do what the Democrats tell them. Once they become citizens and get away from them, they start voting Republican. But Republican leadership is part of the problem, too. Trump's different. But let me tell you, the Muslim immigrants, on average, sit on their asses. They're brought here for free stuff, and so do the Africans to a great extent, and so do these Venezuelan gangs and others. They are bad news. And they go to the minority areas, the immigrant areas, and feed on them. They're the ones complaining the most. So, yeah, the Mexican immigrants are a blessing compared to all these other ones. And I'll just say it. Anything else? You're gone. More calls straight ahead. We're moving quicker now. We got a lot of callers here. Roxanne, you're up next. And then Carlos and Joe and Lauren and so many others. Sean in New Mexico, stay with us. You're up first.
Nothing moves. High noon. Black dot rolling.
At InfoWars MD,
you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right. 8 o'clock tonight is the debate, Central. 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. right here. We'll start covering it. 6 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. it gets going Central. Find it at Infowars.com/show, band.video, in the live show feed area, and at Real Alex Jones. Watch the debate right here and share it like the future depends on it, because it does. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Roxanne in Florida, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. You are a hero in my book, and I thank you for everything you've done all these years. The first thing I'd like to say, I cannot wait to watch with you guys tonight. I hope that they make Tama Chameleon explain why she's running as if she wasn't part of the incumbent, and explain the last 3.5 years that they have done so much to deteriorate this country.
I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you called, because I'm up here saying what you ought to say. That's front and center. You keep talking about change. You wrecked what I did, what American people did. You've been in power for over 3.5 years, and you should call her your Kamala, the chameleon. Kama chameleon. You ought to say, Kama chameleon. Oh, my God. You ought to call her that.
Yeah,
Kamala. They call you
the
chameleon.
Yeah.
Who really are you, Kamala? He should say, who are you, Kamala? Tell everybody who you really are, Kamala.
So my question, though, is it's really kind of immigration related. What I do not understand, 200-plus years, people have been watching our country with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our freedoms by law, and yet so many people are just immigrating here for freedom. You know, do they not realize they outnumber their establishment by like hundreds and thousands to one? And if they would just demand their own Bill of Rights, that they want free speech, they want, you know, the right to bear arms to defend themselves.
Well, let's be clear. I'm listening. I was thinking about something. Let me be clear. Mexico is the richest country now in Latin America. It used to be Venezuela and Argentina. But the Mexicans have had a bunch of revolutions. They at least want freedom. And it's Spain ran it, and then the Germans, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So they've got some history of wanting some basic rights. But you talk about people fleeing Venezuela after 30-something years of communism, or places, or El Salvador, that's better now there, but they're bad people are here. They've emptied their prisons into us. It's women alone, women with children that are desperate. Or it's military-age men that'll come in and be controlled by the gangs the Democrat Party at the end of the line control, that the Justice Department protects. And so you say, don't they realize they're here to get whatever amount of money and power they can get and to vote exactly how they're told. So they're not like immigrants from Italy or immigrants from Japan or immigrants from Russia or immigrants from Scotland or Ireland or, you know, areas that came here because they really wanted freedom. They're being brought in, brainwashed for up to 6 months at UN NGO camps, indoctrinated, given free credit cards, given free phones, given $3,000 a month, bare minimum. In New York, it's like $9,000. In Illinois, it's $9,000 a month per person. You can't make it up. The first year, then they cut it back to get them here. But now we're finding, and this has come out in the news, that people brought in 3.5 years ago by Biden have now been basically completely cut off. Now, like a citizen, they get a few hundred dollars a month in food stamps. And so they get them here, they get them indoctrinated, they get them embedded, and then they're now withdrawing the free goodies. So they entice them here and then take the goodies away generally within 3 years. So that's even more dangerous, because most of them never get jobs, which again will create a time bomb in the future of civil unrest. That makes sense?
Oh, I've already told my parents to be ready for that. I said, when that stuff gets cut off, there's going to be a lot of problems.
And that's the thing.
I'm
the globalists.
So glad I don't live in a big city.
Let me give you another number. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank all have numbers, but the Pentagon has the same numbers. Okay. When food and energy hit 50% anywhere in the world on average, massive civil unrest, civil war, and just insanity, the higher you get, you hit 60% Arab Spring. Okay. Well, so they know this. So anytime they want, they just throttle back the goodies. There's no jobs for these people, and they will explode. So they administratively can just cut the goodies, and these people will explode. And so they put a time bomb here, or like a hand grenade around our neck, that they can just detonate whenever they want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? A lot of it, though, like what happened in Canada and other countries, no free speech. If the common people would demand they get a Bill of Rights, and realize they're the ones in the real power because there's so many.
Well, they are. They are. They are. Trudeau got 20% of the vote. But he used parliamentary power to stay in control, and he is trying to outlaw speech. God bless you. Great points. Yeah, I mean, look. It's in sociology papers. I played the clip last week of the head of the vaccine program in Texas and Houston saying, white people are the ones telling everybody to revolt, not follow orders. They won't take the shots. We got to get rid of the white people. And she's white. Now, that's a boiling it down, dumbing it down. But if you want to know about the South or you want to know about Texas, it was mainly founded by Scots and Irish and folks. And that goes back to England being mad at them for always rebelling. So America, and it goes back to 1776, had that revolutionary spirit that you've had in Scotland and Ireland and places. And that's seen by the historians as a problem. And that if you get rid of this Magna Carta that came out of England, you know, 1100 years ago or 900 years ago, excuse me. If you get rid of that, the globalists want worldwide tyranny and to control people through resources. So you can't have the West with freedom and liberty and people aspiring to it. You've got to get rid of that. And then you're under global corporate rule. That's why we've got to be destroyed. But it's got to be done in an orderly collapse with the globalists posing as the saviors. So we don't know what hit us. That's why this show and others are so critical. So people understand what's happening. And then we can unbrainwash people that have been brought here, a lot of them. But Haiti is admittedly the most dangerous, insane, failed society on earth. And I feel sorry for those folks. And the Clintons made it even worse. But now it's a totally failed state. And they're trying to bring millions of them here. And they're almost all military-age men. And they are whacked out. And the government's like, we don't arrest them. Sanctuary city. They have cars. They're being taught, do whatever you want, however you want, like the police officer in Aurora we played last week. He goes, yeah, I had, you know, guy for double homicide, top suspect. We let him go, sanctuary city. It's the law. Well, your little local law doesn't trump the Constitution and state laws, but they're doing it. So we need Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities, send in the federal marshal, send in the National Guard, and we got to deport these military-aged men. And if they pull guns on the military, we're going to kill them. And I'm against getting rid of posse comitatus. I'm against troops on the streets for citizens. But when you've got giant invasion forces, they call it a racist name. It's not racist at all. It's what they called someone that just came across the border and swam it, a wetback, meaning they're illegal. Then it becomes a pejorative. But type in Eisenhower Operation Wetback. And there were millions of illegals here, and gangs were forming, and there were problems. And so he deported over 1.5 million people in just 6 months, Operation Wetback. Okay? And it's real simple. And the media are like, Joe said the word wetback, blah, 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 blah. They take terms that our people use, and then they say it's hateful. Then some people use it to be hateful. I don't use it as hateful. It's a historic thing I'm quoting. That's just type in President Eisenhower. There it is. The largest mass deportation in American history, History Channel. I said over a million, so yeah, good memory. As many as 1.3 million people may have been swept up in Eisenhower-era campaign called Operation Wetback. There you go. And again, the media acts like that's racist. That's knowledge. That's the name of it. That's what happened. The Vaquero program. All right, let's go ahead now. And because if a country doesn't control its borders, you think you go to Mexico and try to stay? I like going to Puerto Vallarta. I like going to Cancun. They're some of the nicer, safest places. Great people, great food, great culture, beautiful beaches. I mean, my God, Puerto Vallarta is just like, whoa. Looks like Hawaii. I'm thinking about it right now. Like, take me to Puerto Vallarta. And when you get there, they hand you a form you fill out, how long you're there and where you're staying. And you get in trouble if you don't have that form when you come back. And if you stay an extra day or two, because I did it once in college, the hotel calls, the manager comes to your door and says, I noticed you booked two more days. Mr. Jones, you changed your plane ticket. You have to get on the telephone or you got to go down back to the airport. And I had to go back to the airport and fill out forms and get bitched at, or I was going to be deported. And they had guys with machine guns standing there. You think the Mexicans put up with this crap? No, they let them come in now, the illegals, and Mexico buses them all the way up to us. We need to slap a tariff on Mexico doing that. And I'm a tourist, they're spending money, and they're ready to throw me out. Because they're trying to control their country. Because if you don't, it's going to collapse. Sean in New Mexico, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, hey, my girlfriend and I, we both love your show.
Well, love you too, brother. What's on your mind?
We wanted to talk about the illegals because you were talking about how New Mexico had so many illegals. I live in New Mexico. It's horrible down here.
Yeah, the last time I was in New Mexico, I decided to drive. It was a business trip. People wanted to meet with me, and I hadn't seen it in a while, so I drove by myself. And, like, you get out of the gas station at night, and there's, like, crazy homeless people, whacked out of their brain, which is true, Native Americans, not all of them, you know, that's what's there, and illegals running around. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it is wild. I mean, you go to a hotel, too, it's like Mexico Central. They're like, no, hello, how are you? You know what I mean? They just go crazy. They, you know what I mean? They have, you know, they're all speaking in, you know, their own language. You know, you wonder, are they talking about me? No, but really, the illegals are so bad. I'll just have an Uber driver, and they'll be, you know, you can't verify that they're illegals and stuff, but, you know, if they don't speak English, you mean you might as well consider them one, right?
Well, that's the good ones that speak English. And again, most of Mexicans get jobs. Right. So that's my, and I'm not trying to say we have no border to Mexico, but that's not really, I mean, most of the people coming across now are not Mexican. You know that, right?
Right.
They're from Haiti, or they're from the Middle East, or they're from, and they're no education and don't even know how to wipe their ass.
And you see a lot of them. I'm sorry to say it, but they're like animals. They're crazy.
I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Well, that's what, like, I saw Owen play a clip yesterday that I didn't have of people in Springfield, Ohio. And this guy, like, Haitians live there, they live there, they live here. I decided to go see if I get some, well, he's like an auto mechanic. I'm going to play the whole clip, but I decided I was going to go down and get some free stuff. They told me they gave me $75 a month. They get $3,000, $1,000. And it's all true what he's saying, because I've looked at the news. So imagine you're a Haitian. They all got new phones, nice cars, nice clothes. And then the locals are like, well, I want some of that free stuff. Black people, white people, you name it, are pissed off. And, like, while they're talking, there's just Haitian men walking around everywhere. He's like, yeah, all my neighbor's chickens are missing now. And meanwhile, the media's like, it's a lie. No one's eating your chickens. Yeah, right. You take some Haitians right off the boat and stick them next door to you. Oh, my goodness. Let's move quicker here. Lauren in North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Loren, and I cannot wait to meet you. We are coming to the VIP to see you with Tucker Carlson, and I've been listening since 2000. So I'm so excited to meet you. I have a lot to say, so I'm going to say it quick. I'm going to save my reviews for the 6 products that we take of yours at the end so that you'll have to listen to this. First of all, I wanted to tell you that aluminum isn't only for weather modification. It happens to also be an adjuvant for vaccines. Has anyone ever postulated that they're possibly spraying us with this shit? Secondly, hickory is the most conservative. Hickory, North Carolina, District 10, is the most conservative district in North Carolina. I had 2 mail carriers tell me after the 2020 election that they were told by their supervisor to dump any ballots in neighborhoods that would appear to be Trump supporters and from homes with Trump supporter signs. That is another way that they're going to try to take this election. Thirdly, my husband is that one pediatrician who wasn't fired from his job. He willingly said, I would rather deliver pizza than harm a child, started a new practice, Hickory Pediatric Wellness, and we are doing great now. I wanted to let you know he is the only pediatrician who actually left on his own accord, thanks to you, and we are doing fabulous. We don't make our moms vaccinate. We don't fire patients for not vaccinating, and we just love you to death.
Well, that's awesome. People say they can't find a doctor that won't push poison shots in their kids. That's not true. You can use a search engine. You should Google work, but you have to do deeper searches, use alternative search engines. But you can type in doctors in your area that do not force inoculations on children. Pediatricians in your area that are not pro-vax will also find it, or who will not make you vax. They get massive amounts of money for the, you know this, you do this as a business, for the more kids they inject. They have bounties on your children. So people need to find those good doctors to support them. You want to plug your husband's practice?
Sure.
Sure. We have a wait list, but we go through it for the newborns. We go out of our way to help the newborns. So it is HickoryPediatricWellness.com.
HickoryPediatricsWellness.com. And listen, let me say something about Tucker.
Not with an S, just a pediatric. HickoryPediatricWellness.com.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Yes, it's one of the bigger stadiums they've gotten for Reading, Pennsylvania on the 23rd. That is now a little less than 2 weeks away. They think it probably will sell out, but there's still some of the floor tickets left, and there's still some of the other tickets left. The VIP has sold out. I think they're going to try to expand it. I really look forward to meeting you. You have to understand, Tucker's already doing it, but he plans to take the funding from this and start a whole network with other hosts and all this stuff, but he needs funds to do it. I know the inside baseball, because he's not a big guy about accepting sponsors, but he's using this to expand what he's doing. It's going to be amazing. Also, Jack Posobiec, they've been having surprise guests, is going to be there, not just myself as the main speaker with Tucker. There's going to probably be some other surprise guests. So believe me, it's also key for the campaign. Bring your phones, video it, share it. He's going to post it. It'll go viral. It'll get tens of millions of views. Very special event. Go to TuckerCarlson.com, and right there on the front page, at least when I checked yesterday, just put up TuckerCarlson.com's front page. See if it's still there. They have all of the events. Some of them are selling out. So be sure and get on that now. You go to the front page of TuckerCarlson.com, and you can find it all right there. Let's scroll down. There's Tucker Carlson with Dan Bongino in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tucker Carlson with Megyn Kelly, Kansas City, Missouri. Tucker Carlson with Charlie Kirk, Wichita, Kansas. Tucker Carlson with Larry Elder and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tucker Carlson with Jesse Kelly, Rosenberg, Texas. On the 20th, Tucker Carlson live with Kid Rock in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tucker Carlson live with J.D. Vance, Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Grant Center, Tucker Carlson with Alex Jones, Reading, Pennsylvania. And it goes on, Tucker Carlson with Roseanne Barr, Fort Worth, Texas. Tucker Carlson with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Greenville, South Carolina. Tucker Carlson with John Rich, Sunrise, Florida. Tucker Carlson with Donald Trump Jr., Jacksonville, Florida. And more. These are basically campaign events for Trump and America. So, TuckerCarlson.com. I want to see you in Pennsylvania. If you're in a surrounding state, it's going to be amazing. And I intend to also go out and try to interview some of the crowd. I advise them they ought to go longer than 2.5 hours and bring up questions from the audience. That's what people love, but it's really successful. And they're just building and building, getting bigger and bigger. I told in Reading they were going to have some of the seats in the top open and all the on the ground. Now they're opening up more seats because what they were going to do sold out. But it's still all great seats. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's a good chance it will totally sell out. So if you want to get tickets, I will get them now at TuckerCarlson.com. All right, let's go to more callers. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Always love to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Alex. Just a quick comment on tonight's debate. And I'd like to cover the July 13 attempt on President Trump. First of all, tonight's debate, there's only one major point that I can expect from Kamala Harris, which is a two-word repeat of convicted felon, and convicted felon. So I don't think there is much else that she can bring to the equation. And I believe from the point of view of a cognitive psychologist would be that I would let her it sort of talk and feel that she's getting ahead somewhere because she has cognitive dissonance as soon as she get that she covers up with felon.
And he should say to her, that was by a kangaroo court. You're a convicted felon for child trafficking in the eyes of the people because you did it, witch.
Well, did you ever hear of a kangaroo court indicting somebody of innocence? No. They never. No,
well, Trump, when she calls him a felon, should say, funny, the head of public affairs for the Southern District of New York says it was all politically motivated and I'm innocent.
That's right. Correct. Now, concerning July 13th, there was something very important, very significant that has gone unnoticed. Number one, it was mentioned that Crooks apparently had prepared to repeat the assassination attempt as was with John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy. So from the perspective of his aiming the rifle at his rear, the back of his head towards the rear right temple, occipital area, then he That possibly is what saved President Trump, because he moved his head slightly and he.
Well, that's right. A real killer would have shot center of mass and wouldn't have missed. I mean, that's well known. You get the kill shot, you don't go over the head.
Yeah, but the kill shot in this instance, to me, was attempted. And so I call the whole incident JFK 2 because I believe that's what the intent was, to have a repeat of the assassination of a president in a very public arena in the following pattern, which so echoes that of the John F. Kennedy assassination. You remember that...
admitted. According to what they released, he was also into the column. He was also into Sandy Hook and Adam Lanza. See, I didn't kill the kids, folks. It's made up. They basically imply, like, you hear Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones, it's just brainwashing of the public. He wanted to repeat the Kennedy assassination. Key point.
And there was a pattern that developed prior to the assassination attempt, which is not being discussed. The pattern was one which was begun on January 2024 by Alex Soros after the World Economic Forum, where he actually called for, you know, president stuff must be stopped at all levels and he at all effort, and had a picture of a $40-something and a shot through a glass. And that was the beginning of what became a campaign, repeating and repeating over and over, that we have to stop him at all.
Yeah, the headline, if you want to pull it up, is, did Alexander Soros issue a veiled threat to Trump? And it's a windshield shot through, and then $47 spread out, saying kill,
exactly.
Saying kill 47.
Exactly. Yeah, and that
pattern. Which means stop him from becoming 47.
Yeah, and that pattern of pre-leading to the assassination repeats with President Kennedy. If you remember, everyone who was a teenager remembers the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. But do you know that media was calling, denigrating him with posters even on walls, asking to put him out, even on November 22nd?
No, I agree. So you're saying they're going to really try to kill Trump again?
Well, the fingerprints are the same all over. Headshot.
Hold on, Carlos. I got to go to break. Stay there. I want you to finish your point. Then Joe, Charles, and Tanner. And who's Maria Z is hosting the fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer. And then basically live coverage of the debate's already begun. But 6 p.m. we'll launch a new stream that says, watch the Harris-Trump debate live here with analysis by Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and other special guests. And then that's the feed you share everywhere. And all the other feeds for my show, everything, at 6 p.m. will end. The War Room will end. I want this feed on the War Room. I want it on American Journal. I want it on the Alex Jones Show. We'll put archives of the show up. You'll get that. But I want all the ongoing live feeds that loop after the show's over for a day. I want everything. The Infowars.com/show, house feed, the network feed. I want everything. Every stream turned to the live debate. So you can share it from Infowars.com/show. Band.video or Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones on X. I didn't plug, but like once today for 30 seconds. I need your support. We've got great products. That's how we fund the operation, plus they're amazing products. Infowarsstore.com, Infowarsstore.com, Infowarsstore.com. Check out the Infowars MD line of products, the CBD gummies and tincture, the 1,000-milligram vitamin C and other combos, the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and get Next Level Financial Energy about to sell out at drjonesnaturals.com. Go now, drjonesnaturals.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hour number four, the amazing Maria Z takes over in about 10 minutes or so, but I want to finish up with your calls. Carlos in Canada, anything else you'd like to add about the debate or the election with 55 days out?
Well, just essentially that there's no kangaroo court that has ever convicted anyone of being innocent, okay? And so in the case of tonight's debate, I think it's a question of President Trump letting Kamala Harris feel confident in the beginning that she's getting some points ahead, because at that point, from the point of view of psychology, she will then fall into the trap of, covering up. Now, if she uses a black voice, a black person's voice, and the equivalent in the visual system would be wearing a black face. So it'll be very interesting whether she tries that, because she's like a chameleon, becoming Indian African American to African American and back and forth. It's very interesting.
And they're trying to pre-program the media that, oh, if Trump is mean to her in any way, he's the bad guy. No. They've been calling for his imprisonment, all of it. She's a thug. He needs to tear the living hell out of her.
Yeah, well, she is not fit to be president of the United States of America. It's really part of the clown show. And in reality, Americans and everyone in the world who's watching this is must be shaking their head wondering what happened to the real world of the American that everyone knows.
Absolutely, Carlos. Great points. Got to jump. Joe in New York. Thank you, Joe.
The Haitians grabbing pets out of yards and snatching these ducks at parks and eating them, you think that's going to be a topic tonight, perhaps, a rebuttal for one of those
returns? Yeah, it's funny. The public doesn't care as much about 325,000 missing kids, a lot of them in sex slavery and slave labor, but they do care about the image of people roaming around, eating your animals. But again, for me, it's the insurance rates have doubled because the Haitians are given cars without driver's license to drive around like maniacs. And I've been in Florida and watched the Haitians drive. It's something scary.
Well, that too. Now to bring that up, if you listen to Kamala talk, I'm from the Bronx, and she sounds like people that used to snort heroin. And I think that perhaps she snorts something, and she sounds very nasal when you listen to her, and that is a justifiable thing to have a drug test. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, if she's doing dope, she's doing dope. And
Trump asked for a drug test to Biden. He should challenge her to do a drug test, and say he'll do one too.
He should. And just one more thing, Alex. Could you tell your moderators to let me back on? For some reason, they banned me and they censored me from your site. I'd appreciate that.
We don't even really have InfoWars.com or Band.Video.
InfoWars.com.
I don't even think we even have moderators. The thing, we use a computer program, and they're always updating, and it does stuff. I mean, I don't even think there is moderators, brother, but I hear you. Thanks for the call. I mean, you got on air right now. We just asked what you're calling about, put you on air. So I just thank you. Charles in Ohio, then Tanner. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Alex, there's two things you can probably straighten me out real fast, but I understand Kennedy was a candidate, but and his endorsement of Trump is okay, but him selectively picking states, I think the opposition will use that as an excuse to contest the election.
I mean, I think he's allowed, they checked the law, he's allowed to stay on the ballot in some, but they're not letting him off in Michigan and Wisconsin, North Carolina just, was North Carolina? Yeah, just let him off of the ballot. But again, they would then, if they're not letting him off the ballot in Michigan, then they can't let Biden off the ballot. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Well, another thing, the reason for electric vehicles, this is a puzzle, and when all the parts fit, you come up with the right conclusion. And I say, electric vehicles aren't being pushed in America. They're being pushed in America, Europe, and Asia, and China, and Russia. So this is the thing. The development of electric vehicle is the same as the space program in the 70s. They think that that will save the U.S. economy. That's why they want all of us to contribute to the research by buying electric vehicles. And it ties in more than that. It ties in with the electronic dollars they're trying to switch us to.
And yeah, no, they want a smart car they can turn off. They already got remote control switches in all the cars by law. Great points. You're dead on, Charles. Thank you. Tanner, last caller, and then Maria Z takes over. Live coverage of the debate right here at InfoWars. Please join us, and please boost us. You are the key to everything.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This reminds me of a true masterpiece by the great director, Millis. Conan the Barbarian with James Earl Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger. What a classic movie. Just watched that again a few weeks ago. Very fascist, the left said. Excellent film. James Earl Jones was such a master. He died yesterday at 93.
The voice of Darth Vader. The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands. Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on any mercy mission this time.
Guys, I'd asked you at the start of the show or before the show to get that promo we haven't aired in a year for Bandai Video with Darth Vader. Can you guys find that? I want to hand the baton to Maria Z, but I want to get that on air before the transmission ends. Can I pretty please triple cupcakes on top have that? Silence. Or go ask Rob Dew or just get it, because I asked for it like five times. And I'm not mad. I have this new Rosies now where if I've said I need something, I've got to air it. But we'll definitely play him as Thulsa Doom.
Thulsa Doom on his mountain of power. Is there a dagger such as this for me?
We have it. Here's the promo.
Globalist.
Stop, stop it. We're going to do it right. Woo, we're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to, because I'm not mad. They told me it's ready. It's ready. So we're going to wait. We're going to build the suspense for a while so we can have it prepared. And then I'm going to play Thulsa Doom. And then I'm going to hand the baton to Maria Z. And then we're going to have incredible live coverage tonight of the debate. By the way, the crew does a great job. Most live shows are all pre-prepared. They have a whole list of what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. I do this for seeing my pants. Not the crew's fault. And I give them a lot of orders and stuff falls to the cracks. How it is. It's all my fault. But we'll have that for you in a moment. Let's go ahead and take another call. Last caller for this show. Tanner in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Tanner.
Yeah, Alex. Forgive me for my nerves, but I was a missionary in Haiti, and hearing your description of the Dominican Republic versus Haiti is something that I've said for many years. And that stirring in your spirit of you telling people to go 100%, to go all in with calling things out, you're right on target because we look at the people in Ohio, and they look completely disarmed, afraid to speak out against evil. Haiti, not only the land has been cursed, but it's all the way out to the coral in the ocean, if you look at it. And that's the home place of voodoo. I was stranded there back in the late 90s. It was 95% illegitimate children. And if we don't understand that this is a war on breaking down the family unit, and what a blessed land that we live on, and what that carries through in the spiritual realm.
Well, describe as a missionary what Haiti's like.
I've actually also been to the two poorest nations in the world, Haiti and Bangladesh. I worked at Mother Teresa's Home of the Dying and Destitute in Calcutta. Haiti is still the worst place on earth that I've ever been. We as Americans cannot conceive what it's like there. The men hang out together. I believe there's more handguns per capita than anywhere in the world. You'll have one man that has essentially a block of females with children that just run around barefoot without shoes. We built a school across from a compound, and it's nothing to see a witch doctor right across the street. I highly doubt in Austin, Texas, that anyone would celebrate Mardi Gras if they actually went to the places where it's truly celebrated.
And for folks that don't know, because I read the reports, my crew's been there many times covering disasters, but describe for people, again, people say, why do you care about Dominican Republic? It's the same island. It's all pretty much nice. And Haiti's the same land, total hellhole, deforestation, sewage everywhere. Describe for people, how many loose animals do you see running around? Because the media is like, oh, nobody eats your chickens, nobody eats your goats, nobody eats your dog, nobody eats your cat, nobody eats your animals or your swans or your geese at the lake. I mean, you don't see a lot of animals walking around there, do you? Because they're dinner time.
No, Alex, and actually, again, we just can't conceive of it as Americans. You know, there's not electricity after 5 o'clock. Even if you're fortunate enough to be in a place that might have electricity, the animal life is the random neutrino, which would terrify you, and rats. There's not wildlife. Going in and trying to teach children and build a school there. I worked in the orphanages, and basically, you have to teach them the basics of to not play with the needles that the hospitals dump right out in the ocean. I don't understand why no one's asking the basic question of why Springfield, Ohio. 5 minutes of research will tell you that that is an all-Republican versus Republican voting demographic there. And the sheriff, who should be the last bastion of, you know, your constitutional freedoms, she's on her way out and fired the guy coming in that's going to take over the job.
No, I mean, that's it. It's dead on. They bomb Republican areas with these people to destroy us, and they need to kick them out. They need to not give them services, and they need to not let them vote. God bless you. I got to jump because Maria Z's here. All right, we're going to have live coverage. It's already live coverage. The war room's coming up in like 47, 48 minutes. Maria Z's always does a great job. She's about to take over. We really appreciate her. I'll be back. I mean, I'll be here anyways, but I'll be back at 6 o'clock, and I'll be doing some hits on other shows. They'll be doing hits with us, but it's going to be myself, Chase Geyser, Owen Schroyer, and others hosting tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. We got pregame, all of it. We'll be taking your calls as well. So stay with us and take the feeds from Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com/show and the front page of Infowars and share them. Say, watch the debate here tonight. Email it, text message it. That's how we reach new people. Then they'll tune in, they'll like the show, they'll start listening. And it's just every day, you've got the power. You'll decide whether we defeat the evil or not. When you get the urgency and know how serious this is, we're going to turn this around. And please buy products from us. They're amazing at Infowarsstore.com and our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. The best supplements, the most amazing products, the best nano silver, the best colloidal silver, DrJonesNaturals.com, the best CBD gummies and tincture for your body and for your inflammation, your immune system, that's incredible. I mean, my mom has trouble sleeping sometimes, not anymore. She takes a little half dropper of that. 20 minutes later, she's out. Best sleep of her life. That's how great it works. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Next level foundational energy is not a stimulant, but it has that effect naturally with no letdown at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's selling out. You want to have it. You want to clean your cells out. Energy within 30 minutes with a no letdown. The fiber green concentrates are so good for your gut and your immune system. It's amazing. The whole food multivitamin, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com and infowarsstore.com. All right, I'm going to end this transmission with myself doing a James Earl Jones imitation of Darth Vader with a quick little promo, and then we're going to go to James Earl Jones in his iconic Thulsa Doom from Millis's Conan the Barbarian, and then right when that's over, we will hand the baton to the mighty Maria Z. Here it is. And happy trails to James Earl Jones.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
You killed my father! You killed my people! You took my father's sword!
It must have been when I was younger. There was a time, boy, when I searched for steel. And steel meant more to me than gold or jewels.
The riddle of steel.
Yes. You know what it is, don't you, boy? Shall I tell you? It's the least I can do. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. Look around you. There, on the rocks. That beautiful girl.
Come to me, my child.
Strength, boy. That is power. The strength and power of flesh. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it?
Look at the strength of your body, the desire in your heart.
I gave you this. Such a waste. Contemplate this on the tree of woe. Crucify him.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And following on from the theme of that last caller that just rang in and spoke with Alex, we have a problem with savages coming and eating animals. My question is, which other small biological entity will be next? And I don't ask that lightly. We just had a foreigner in Australia pour scalding hot coffee over a 9-month baby. But these are probably the smallest issues, if you can believe it, that we have to worry about. You might have seen the breaking report from James O'Keefe last week, or earlier this week, about the gang trend at Aragua, which, to be honest with you, people always say, who's doing anything about this? And there are people doing about it, but we have a real lack of action and efforts to stifle the progress of the people exposing this on the ground. One of those people who's been acutely aware of this and has been, you know, a real expert on issues of the border and the violent gangs that are being imported or allowed in to the United States is Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers. He's a former Green Beret, been on this broadcast many times. He's also part of a Central Texas think tank that works on open source intelligence gathering. He has a lot of information for us today. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, thank you so much for being here with us.
It's good to be here, Maria. Great to see you again.
Likewise. Well, we had this news about Trend Aragua, this CUI that came out, which is you know, sort of, again, open source. And they're saying is that as of July 28, 2024, an identified transnational criminal organization, Trenda Aragua, stated that law enforcement officers are green-lit for attack by members of the organization. We also have evidence of this gang taking over units in Colorado, a hotel in Texas as well, I'm reading. So I want to hear from you. How long have you known about this? Because they're making out like this is something new, but that is not the case.
No, not at all, Maria. You know, this relationship between Venezuela and the countries of Hamas, Hezbollah origin, which would be Iran and some of the other states down that we've been dealing with when we're watching what's going on in the Palestinian region. These alliances, allegiances have been going on for at least 15 to 20 years as far as we know. All right. Now, come onto the scene for me coming out of the Middle East fighting in 2015, 2016, 2018, coming back to the United States, joining the Texas National Guard and being on the border, we were able to observe firsthand the intelligence that was coming across. Now, some of it's a lot more sensitive than a CUI, C-U-I labeled document that comes out of Army North. Army North does a good job. They do report on things and they do have analysts that that put things out. But what they got there is a piece of information that is just kind of known about, okay? And it's just letting them know. Look, these guys with Tren, the train of Aragua, the place, the region in northern Venezuela where they come from, these guys are pretty Remnant Ministries, Marshall, that's not us, but yeah, just popped up on the screen. Those guys are pretty rough actors, right? They're the nugs on the ground, if you will. They're the ones that do the action arm of you know, creating the chaos in this country. So when we were on the border, when I was on Operation Lone Star, took off my uniform in October 2022 and left and came back to the civilian world working in this think tank. What we saw there was as they infiltrated much smaller numbers then, and I'll explain what's happened since then. They weren't that active. They weren't that organized. These guys were really pretty much open to whatever game there was in town, be it you know, petty thievery, things like that, some elicitation, some strong arming, but they've really organized now, and they've organized under the banners of several different organizations, some of which we're going to keep close hold because we are investigating it ourselves. So the information that we got was right around December of this last year, 23, and the information came in 230 pages of documents directly out of the Venezuelan place where we picked the information up. All right. So I'm just going to say that this is verifiable. This is actionable. And this was given over in February of this year after we verified it. Took us a couple months to verify it. We gave that over to Texas law enforcement. So they do have it at the highest levels. Now, that being said, there are investigations that are going on. And what we do is we come along the side and we advise and assist. And that's all we can do. We don't have the authorities to go and close the gap and to affect arrests. Upon these individuals. We saw these things really kind of trending as J.J. Carroll, who's had the movie Treason coming out, which he interviewed us for. That was in Chicago. That was in Nashville. That was in some other big cities up north. And now we're seeing it come down into Texas. We've been seeing it in smaller increments, but now it's just exploded, Maria. And that's what we're working on right now. And there are several different hotspots in Texas that we're working on.
Here's the real problem, okay? You've put out a video in December, as you mentioned. Team, if you can queue up Doc TDA El Paso, please. We'll play that in just a moment because this is what I keep trying to, people keep saying, where are the men at the border? Where are the people doing what needs to be done? You're one of the people that's doing what needs to be done. The problem is that there are actual, I'm going to show everyone in a moment, efforts to stifle the efforts of people like you. And also there's an inaction from law enforcement. Now, had they paid attention to this particular video when you notified, hang on, something's very wrong here, then maybe we'd be in a different situation and we wouldn't have violent gangs taking over apartment buildings, hotels, and terrorizing communities. Team, if you can cue up that clip, please, Doc El Paso.
Doc Chambers from Eagle Pass, Texas. Today's the 18th of December. We're out here at the point of entry. 5,000 are sitting on the ground right now. It's increasing as we go along. Information that we've received says another 7,000 should be processed through this particular point by morning. Joe and I have been here many times.
Last time we were down here, we were in uniform, and now I'm a civilian and in the army of God. So we'll keep telling truths, and you need to get this video to your legislators and tell them, in the state of Texas particularly, this is out of control. Thank you very much.
Right. So that was December the 18th in Eagle Pass, and that was out of control. And those people now are in the interior, and there are 12,500 came across that night.
Tim, if you can just play the B-roll of the drone footage while we while we discuss this. So this is December of last year. We're talking 9 months down the track, and we've allowed it to get to the point now where these violent gangs, I mean, I've seen videos of them, Doc. They're robbing stores. They're coming in, according to this report here, they are wielding... Where is it? In this article, team, I've sent you that article as well about the hotel. They're wielding, you know, sharp knives, terrorizing people, hatchets, another man with a hatchet assaulting people, you know, knives, shooting guns. I mean, this is very, very, very serious.
Right. Yeah, Maria, this is just an example. These were all Venezuelans that came up. This particular footage is from our drone that came up that night in a convoy, so, or caravan, so to speak. And they showed up. We stayed there on the ground and watched them, and we followed them on buses all the way to San Antonio, Texas. Now, we need to look at this thing from the way that we analyze stuff, and I'll explain it. There are different phases of this invasion on the border. In any invasion, there are always phases. We're well beyond the first few phases of preparation, initial contact, and infiltration. The infiltration has taken place. There are approximately 5,000 of these TDA, we'll call them Tren de Aragua, individuals in the country right now. Some of them are coming across pretty easy to identify with tattoos, but others are not. And they're a little more savvy. And those savvy ones are the ones that are infiltrating the businesses. So all the way up to the Red River, we know of, industry that's up there, the trailer manufacturing business up there, that is being infiltrated by these Venezuelans who are coming in smooth, wearing suits, paying cash, getting their physicals for, I speak to doctors up there to go to work at these places, but they're setting up the infrastructure for their ability to have what's called access and placement. They can be now in an area where they have jobs, and they will support all these other ones, the actors that do these probing attacks. And what are probing attacks? That's in the employment phase. That's phase six of unconventional warfare, right? When I'm going to overthrow a country. There are seven phases. And what we do now, what we are doing now, is to try to stave that off, to be left a bang in the mindset before we hit the IED in the road. We've got to be left a bang on this. That's what
we're doing. So talk to us about those phases, please, because I think it's really helpful for people to identify that we're already way past the early stages of unconventional warfare.
Exactly. So the initial phase is the preparation phase. It's a psyop phase. It's getting things kind of prepared to create a disenfranchised population. And we've seen that through the COVID stuff. We've seen it through the mandates, the pandemic health emergency of international concern, and the next international health regulation that's going to shut us down again to allow us to be subservient. And we're going to then follow exactly what everyone says. In the meantime, there's an invasion going on. And the invasion took place over the last 3 years, and it's just gotten worse. We saw the numbers go through the ceiling. A busy day on the border for me 3 years ago was 12,000 in a week. That happened on that very night right there, 12,500 in one 24-hour period. Just prior to that in Del Rio, it was 17,000 with the Haitians. So rough actors coming in from third world countries that are being brought in by NGOs, that are being paid for by the Soros types and the Clinton Foundation types and all of those, then being met on this side of the border by the different agencies, which would be the Catholic Charities, HIAC going through the Hebrew organization, going through the Darien Gap. They are facilitating this invasion. So then all these things are bringing them in, and that's in phase one, phase two, initial contract. Phase three is infiltration. We're down to five, this, which is the buildup phase, right? It's being built up. And so what happens during that phase? And this is exactly what we're here to talk about, is that in the Permian Basin, and I sent you an article on it, but I'll just explain it. The Permian Basin is the oil industry of Texas. It is where all the pumps are. If you drive through there, it's Midland, Odessa region.
And if you're driving through West Texas, you can see all the pump jacks they're going. You know, they're pumping oil out of the ground, and you can
hang
see
on,
all the oil there.
One second, Doc. We've got to go to break. I really want to go back to this on the other side of the break because this is so crucial for people to understand and what the next phases are and what we're trying to stop from happening. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation, so that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We are here with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, one of the most important people in the country right now, in my opinion, certainly in Texas, because he and his team are doing incredible work. They are doing border operations, Operation Millstone, which is partnering with the world's leading child rescue teams to bring trafficked children home, and also really fast, this has just exploded their ministry, the amount of, outreach that they're able to do and the amount of support that they are receiving is incredibly well deserved. Now, I don't know anyone else who has as much intel on what is happening at the border apart from Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, maybe my good friend Michael Yon as well. So these two people are someone that I think every single media outlet in the world should be listening to. Right before the break, he was explaining to us the seven stages of unconventional warfare, and we were interrupted by the break. So please do go on with what you were saying before.
Yeah, and I'd like to add something too. Todd Bensman is another one to look at in Center for Immigration Studies, a good friend both of Michael and myself. So he's really the guy that provides us the backside white papers and information. He's on the ground as well. So I put a shout out to him too, because it's part of this team, not with our team, but as friends. Understand that the information that we gave, and I'm going to go back to the phases. The information that we gave is the leadership. It is the upper level down to the mid-level leadership of the TDA in the United States. These are very particular documents that have the information on, and it's as good as, like I said, right around December of last year. But a lot of these guys are still on there. There's a guy on there right now with a $5 million reward on his head from the Department of State. So now, if those guys are running these operations, who are we going to use? We're going to use the guys, the nugs on the ground, the thugs. They've got nothing to lose. So they're sending them out there, and they're going into, during this phase five buildup, phase six employment phases. That's the next before total chaos ensues, which is phase seven. When we see these guys out there conducting operations in the employment, what they're doing right now. And as far as all these different stories I have in front of me here, the Permian Basin, the hotels in El Paso, we saw Aurora, Colorado. We know what's going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with regard to apartment complexes as well. These things are probing attacks. Remember that recently, and you may not have seen this, but recently down in San Antonio area, there was an exchange of gunfire at one of the military bases there. It was only for a few minutes, and there was only a couple gentlemen that were involved, but they were Venezuelan actors. We don't know that they're TDA involved, but we have to sort that out. So when I'm doing a probing attack, I'm testing your resolve. I'm testing your response times. I'm testing all the things that are required, especially in the Permian Basin with regard to critical infrastructure, especially with military bases with regard to Department of Defense activities, to see what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? So you suddenly these local low-level thugs, and in this build-ups all the way to employment phase, what's happened is in the Permian Basin, the oil region of Texas, they're driving in there with trucks and stealing diesel fuel, stealing crude oil, stealing copper wire. These are low-level thug things, but we have to ask ourselves, who else is involved? And who else is involved is the CCP actors. So the Chinese Communist Party already has what we believe, and it's been argued between 50,000 and 130,000 actors inside of this country, of which two I've investigated personally on train derailments, one in East Palestine and then another one in North Carolina, which was attributed to CCP type of activity. It's unfortunate that the feds lost those individuals and can't find them, but the local levels did have hands on them until they disappeared. So when we see all these things, we have to ask ourselves, who's interested in the critical infrastructure? Who's interested in the bases? And we know that CCP has been purchasing properties next to, adjacent to a lot of these military bases with regard to Strategic Airlift Command and things like that up in the Dakotas and then in the flyover states. And so even in Texas, there's an Air Force base down there by Del Rio where a large Chinese corporation owns a lot of land where they're putting those wind towers in. And so we watch that as well, because what we're trying to ferret out is, are there connections between TDA and them? And that's something that we're working on and can't comment on at this time. But just know I'm putting this in your head for a reason, because law enforcement is doing their job, but we're going to make sure we stay ahead of them in the sense of left a bang. We want to get there before the IED. We don't want a reactionary approach to this. So that's what we're doing. Phase seven, that's just transition. Phase seven means we're either in total land warfare or we've stopped the action, one or the other. And we're right there.
Well, I'd rather see the latter. Something that struck me as just unbelievable was Savannah Hernandez actually went to that that apartment block in Aurora, Colorado, showing the bullet holes, showing cars without bumpers, no number plates. It's just absolute chaos. But then she was met with some people who were apparently saying, oh, no, we're fine. There's no problems with gangs here. And then protests proceeded from that interaction. I just, team, if we can air the clip of Savannah Hernandez, probably not the whole clip. I'll let you know when to stop. But just watch this first minute or so.
Okay, so I just found out something very interesting about the East Colfax Community Collective, that group that put on the migrant protest yesterday, the one that was trying to change the narrative and say that Trendera Agua is not overrunning that apartment complex that everyone's at and that everyone's been reporting fake news. Yeah, that organization, I found out, is funded in large part by the city of Denver and the city of Aurora. Yes, the same city, the same government officials that have been trying to cover up this story and trying to downplay their migrant crisis. I found out that the organization yesterday that wrote out all of those signs in English for the migrants and told them, hey, if you don't want to get evicted, you have to talk about not Trendera Agua being in the area, but instead the slum lords. Let's talk about that instead. That organization is funded by the city. Very interesting. Now, I'm also on the ground with Frontline's reporter Jonathan Cho. He went last night and he spoke to a different migrant who lives in this apartment complex that wasn't a part of that protest yesterday. And this man was so frantic trying to pack because he shares that migrants have been getting extorted, that he specifically has been getting extorted, and that, quote, Mexicans have been going door to door and asking people for money on top of the rent they're already paying. So
right,
Jonathan Cho is going to be coming out with that.
So apart from the absolute exploitation of these people, the forced labor of children, the absolute humanitarian crisis that is going on, where we are being told in the media that this is somehow, you know, this is for humanitarian efforts that we're letting all of these violent savages into the country. Apart from all of that, you also have the city allegedly involved in staging protests to pretend to cover up this crime of these violent people taking over the locals there.
You know, that's a great point. And as let's just put this on top of the hotel in El Paso, which was just reported today, actually tweeted out also by Elon today. And, so El Paso has a situation with a hotel, specific one. The last 2 years, it's received 700 calls for law enforcement. And the city of El Paso is not coming down on the TDA. They're coming down on the owners of the hotel, right? So it's the same technique. It's go after them. Now, they're not calling them slumlords, but they're basically saying, hey, these are, you know, squatters. They're coming in. There's nothing we can do. El Paso is a very they call it a progressive city. It was also called by Kamala Harris. The only city that she went to when she was border czar, the only one, was El Paso, when there was no problem in El Paso. And she went down there with Nancy Pelosi, and they used the terms, this will be the next Ellis Island, of the border. This will be the Ellis Island of the border island. And so El Paso is now, we're seeing overflowing with the illegal trafficking there as well. So we can't get inside there. I can't do anything inside of El Paso with our guys. I mean, we're in a non-permissive environment with regard to working with law enforcement or anybody for that matter that will be to listen to us. The rest of the counties that we deal with, completely very much open to the information that we give them and any kind of advice. I speak to emergency operation centers and those things and do classes and teach and prepare them for what is to come. We don't know what's to come, but I have to still look at everything from a most likely course of action to most dangerous course of action spectrum. And we want to be prepared for the most dangerous and pray for the most likely.
Absolutely. Team, if you can bring up the injunction, the Gateway Hotel injunction. So for a little bit of background of what Lieutenant Colonel Chambers was just discussing, Gateway Hotel is facing legal action over the alleged Trender Aragua activity with violations. So what's happened is that there's been an injunction issued on the hotel. And right. This is, of course, because for the last 2 years, as you said, there have been close to 700 calls made for police to investigate the hotel. This is actually the one that I was talking about where you've got people wielding, you know, machetes or whatnot, hatchets, mm-hmm. Partying on the third floor, some with guns drawn, so on and so forth. Well, yes, men holding knives, hatchets, assaulting people with hatchets. You can see some of that footage from the hotel. This is just daily life. And instead of the also suspected prostitution, I should add, but instead of the government doing what they're supposed to, which is taking control of this situation, although I don't know, maybe you can let me know whether this is beyond control now, you know, rather than that, they're taking action against the hotel itself. And so this is a serious problem. And when you mentioned before that you provided 230 or was it 280 pages?
There's 230 pages. Yes, ma'am.
230. Okay. Pages of documents. What is in there and how does this help, you know, all the various officials at all levels, and what should have been done by now?
What is in there is the names, the locations at the time, last knowns would be their ID numbers. It has biometrics, things that would be required in order to find somebody. This is a network. This is basically a network that has been created over time, and we were able to come into possession of it. And it was, like I said, pretty accurate as of December. And then when we handed it over to them in February, we added a few more documents that came in. We're still receiving information from people. This is open source reporting, as much like a journalist or a correspondent would do, just relationships on the ground, people telling us things and then giving us things. Now, this is the Army North document that you're looking at now, and it talks about some of the things that we would look at, with regard to the, I'm going to just say the thugs on the ground. But the ones that come in suits, you're not going to be able to identify them at all. They're smooth talkers. They're the ones that are leadership. Those are the ones in those documents that we've got. And so we're able to identify them. So there are law enforcement agents that are working on these things, officials that are working on these things. But sometimes when you hand it to them and they just kind of look at you like, oh, yeah, we'll get to this whenever. Those of us that know what war looks like and know what infiltration looks like, we're trying to tell them, look, this is coming. This is coming. You need to start listening to us. And perhaps they will. But many of them don't. Because it's just too easy just to respond to things, and they might get a little rest here and there, but that's not going to stop this type of activity because they are emboldened. While we are watching these armed illegal alien gangs posing threats to critical energy infrastructure, which is what I'm talking about, that's a larger target set. The nation is sleepwalking in a disaster. As far as I'm concerned, they're sleepwalking right into it.
So one of the potential uses of these people, because we've just witnessed from Savannah Hernandez evidence that there is potentially, you know, support from the city for these gangs, for these groups. And so, you know, we're witnessing I can't find the word that I'm looking for, the enabling mm-hmm. of these groups to continue, which means that perhaps there are people in power, and I dare say there would be, that are actually preparing on utilizing these people for some of the things that you're talking about. Alex, just I can't remember whether it was the last hour or the hour before, was talking about, you know, MAGA Republicans are going to attack critical infrastructure. Okay, well, we know that we have these guys, TDA, going in and actually doing something with critical infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be MAGA Republicans, but the fact that the media is setting that up means they may know something's coming. So where could this lead, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers?
Right. So you just got that document you just showed just now. It corroborates the 17 August 24, 0200 hours, individuals firing rounds. These are probing attacks that I was talking about. And so where does this lead? This leads to a false flag. This is the potential for a false flag. It would be something that has been done over and over and over again, is to commit the crime and then blame the crime on somebody else. But those individuals in their positions of authority have an oath of office, and there is a constitution. We have declared an emergency at the border. The governor did, and into the constitution of both the state and federal constitution, you're in violation of that. And if you took an oath for that, that's now called treason, which if it's done intentionally, could be argued in court, and it would be punishable by death in a time of war. So these are very serious allegations, but these are very serious times. And so we need to make sure that that those people understand that they are aiding and abetting an enemy force. And this is an enemy force. They may not be armed like we think, you know, the typical uniform coming into the country with a flag on your shoulder. But this is unconventional warfare 101. There's no doubt. No doubt.
I want to be clear as well, and maybe you can elaborate on this, that it's not just TDA that we have to be concerned about here.
No.
This is just one that's particularly come to light recently because they're now taking over people's residential buildings.
Yeah.
So talk to us about some of the other gangs. I understand these guys are very dangerous, but
right.
Some of the other gangs and what their focus has been.
Well, you know, some of the other gangs have kind of corroborated together in this whole scheme for, you know, the fentanyl thing. Definitely they make a lot of money, but the human trafficking is where they can sell someone over and over and over again. So this whole market that's come across the border, these rat lines, as we call them, these infiltration routes are now being taken over by the human trafficking people. And also in the chaos, this is chaos, when you see the border, you know, if you came on the border one night with me and watched 1,000 people cross at one point at night, and then you knew that a mile or up or down the river, they were coming across with guns, or they were coming across with humans that were going to be trafficked in a different sort of way, you would see that this is a game of cat and mouse, right? And that was really on the small scale when we were down there. But now in this time, it's out of control. The numbers make it impossible. Looking for a needle in a stack of needles. So then I can bring in those bad actors. I can also come up the waterways. That's something else that hasn't been looked at. Nobody looks at barges and what comes in those connexes in those barges. Very few of those are investigated or looked at. The Mississippi River that comes in and feeds into the Tennessee River and some of these other rivers, the Illinois and all these other rivers that come up the center part of the country. Those barges carry huge, huge platforms of connexes, which can carry weapons. We've got to start looking at that stuff, because if I then arm these people that are in the country, and when you ask which gangs, which organizations, we're looking at everything from the Yemeni types, you know, the jihadist types down in the Middle East that have come in. 150 countries that have come across this border are being documented. Then you see the MS-13. They've been in this country for a long time. You see the CDN and CNJG, the new generation and the Nuevo generation. Those are right there on the border, but they're well ensconced way up on the egress and ingress highways. So it'd be Highway 35 coming up the center of the country, Highway 40 going east and west. All along the way there, they have depots. They have places where they are, strongly entrenched into the cities, to be like places like Oklahoma City or in Arkansas is completely on Highway 40, completely owned by those different gangs. But they've been here for a while, so they're not really looking at them anymore. Those guys have their systems and they've been running it. The ones that I worry about for me are the CCP actors, because those guys are in it for the long game, and they're going to stay undercover for a long time until these probing attacks by these thugs are done, and they're going to watch and they're going to see and they're going to measure 3-4 times before they launch any sort of build up into then a phase 7 attack. And that's just the way that's done, because they have to ensure that they have the follow on attacks to come. So this would look like, let's say, for example, hitting a critical infrastructure, knocking out a power grid, and then in the chaos, then allowing something like that to come across either the border or from the northern border as well, which few people don't realize. The Chinese national, the CCP trains in Canada. They train up there. So you have trucks on the ground that are already, you know, I don't know how many. I don't have the intelligence on that, but I know that they're training up there. They have operations they do together with the Canadian Army. So that being said, I would be looking for that as well. And that is something we do pay attention to.
It is absolutely clear that there is an all-out assault on the United States that should be clear to everyone everywhere in the world, and even more so the people of this world, of this nation. Right. Now is such a critical time for the U.S., and I don't think that people can wait until it hits their towns. And I know that you certainly didn't wait until it hit people's towns. You've given this to officials in February. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what are we hoping to achieve here? Because I suppose we have a lot of information that could be made public, if there is inaction. Am I right in my assumption?
Absolutely. Maria, you're absolutely right. This will be made public because what I do is what we do, and it's not just us, not just our team, this alliance of teams across the nation, is we kind of have to sometimes force the hand a little bit of the ones that might be sitting on it, because if they don't do something, it's kind of like lead, follow, or get out of the way. If you're not going to do it, then we find somebody that will do it. All right. We can't take it to the Department of Justice. What are they going to do? What have they proven to us? Nothing in this regard. This is what they should be doing. It's coming across international lines. They've not touched any of this. When I deal with FBI people, when I was in uniform, their addition to things was very minimal. They were worried about white extremism or, the people providing us sandwiches
Facebook
on the border.
Or someone's Facebook post being offensive. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. It was never a help. So for us, it's making sure that we get the information to the right ones. It will come very quickly now that this information will come out, and, that way every person can be out there on alert and see these individuals. Hey, why not? You know, go after the guy that's got the $5 million reward on his head and roll him up. If you're a law enforcement agency, you could use the money. We need your help. That's what we're trying to say here. We tried the normal channels. It didn't go fast enough. We're watching their increase, right? It's exponential. Just TDA alone. But the other stuff that's in the shadows is what really concerns me. Because that stuff is loud and it's in your face and it's in the media, but I never fall for that trick. I never have. The one time I did in 2004, my truck was blown up by an ID. I've learned since then to pay attention to the periphery and not get suckered into something that will blow you up.
It's such a good point. We're almost out of time today, but team, if you can bring up the Remnant Ministry TX.org up on screen, scroll down a little bit. Doc, if you can just spend the next minute or so talking about your
Sure.
missions further on down the page, the border operations, the Operation Millstone.
Yeah. So these things grew out of just, a bunch of guys going to the border. It was just me and that dog right there and my horse originally. And then, we found, this think tank, which is, Colonel Phil Waldron is this is his place. He's been out there a lot working on a lot of the election integrity stuff, but he's given us a home to operate out of. And what we do is border operations is mostly humanitarian, but it's also teaching ranchers how to protect themselves, not to get in a gunfight, how to avoid to create denied territory. Operation Millstone, this is our find and fix portion where we assist those that are actually at the tip of the spear, grabbing these children and bringing them out. And then the ministry, look, we are a ministry. We're advancing the kingdom of God. We are doing community service, and the ministry equals service. And that's what that word means. So we are servants in the service of Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we believe that. And, we pray that we don't have to put on our body armor and weapons again, but should it be required, Operation Nehemiah, we also have that one going on. That's where Nehemiah built a wall with a shovel in one hand and a sword in the other.
Well, I just want to encourage anyone who can support. Again, that website is the Remnant Ministry TX.org. You can also follow Lieutenant Colonel Chambers on X, Doc Pete Chambers at Doc Pete Chambers. Really appreciate your time today. For the people that aren't able to get out there physically, please support the people who can, because what this entire discussion has been is the pressure that needs to be applied to these officials that have the information that's been gathered by units like DOCS, and we can absolutely not reach the catastrophic stage 7, but stop it dead in its tracks. I want to encourage everyone to continue supporting InfoWars and tune in tonight for live coverage of the debate. There's just so much that's important going on, but we're really, really grateful for you, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers. God bless you.
Thank you for what you're doing, Maria, as well. God bless you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.